last time on the Don and Mike Show.
This guy has written a book all about the penis.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I never knew until I started working on this book was what they do with foreskins after they snip them off.
Okay, what do they do with foreskins after they snip them off in the hospital?
Ship them over to the local calamari factory.
Stop it. That grossed me out.
This guy's okay.
You're killing me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo
and Mike O'Mara Show.
Don Geronimo
and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show, Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C., broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast, you can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
But turn your radio down. Know who would you do call. Don't call to play the name game. No calls to rape women.
Oh, weird.
Don't ask when they're coming to your town.
That's right.
And don't call telling jokes.
Sit down, Danny.
The Don and Mike Show.
What do you say we cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call. Yeah. Move to your left. Move to your right. The Don and Mike Show. The best thing you're going to find. The Don and Mike Show. On your radio.
Get into it.
What? You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, what can I say? Dale Earnhardt right now is playing cards with Bill Hochberg. Jesus Christ, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
I'm Rob A. Rob Spiewak from the Don and Mike Show on WJFK, and I want to know, are you ready to help our team do a big win over the Giants today? What do you say, fans?
Hey, what do you say, fans? Rob, the microphone is on, but I'm not hearing you. Is it not plugged in? Hold on, it's a mess of cords.
Mine's working today.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Don. How's yours, Buzz?
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
It was interesting. Phil and I were talking today.
Rob, try the other one. Try that one.
The moment is gone.
Come on. You're on.
We've had about Phil, but Phil had a very full weekend.
Oh, what did he do?
Did he really? Yes, dude. He was all busy.
He was?
He was consoling the widow Earnhardt, if you know what I mean. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fettuccini and all the ships at sea. Hey, it's the home of green, July, and pizza. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. Thank you, Robin. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody.
Thank you, Rob. We are still syndicated via Westwood One.
And the last time I checked, I want to tell you exactly how they broadcast the show.
Uh-huh.
They have the satellite hooked up to the back of a barbecue truck.
Driving through Ivor City in Tampa Bay, Florida.
Yeah, man. Every time it breaks down, we get louder.
Yes, we do. What, Rob, that microphone still does not work. I don't know why you're insisting on talking into number 3.
Is it connected? If you want it to be connected, it will be connected.
That's okay. Number 3 ain't working. Just talking to number 4.
So I guess
this is number 4.
They didn't switch around the microphones like they said they were going to do this weekend.
Hey, listen, hello. It's a new episode, everybody. It's Monday. February 20. Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
877-365-3636. Wow, what a show. As Rob feverishly tries to plug in the microphones, what can we say?
Welcome to my world.
Welcome to the D&M show, a real CF.
Won't you come on in?
what happens when you don't start the week on Monday like you're supposed to.
I was here yesterday. The rest of you didn't show up.
I know you were. I know. You're a taskmaster.
I was here. I said, where's Mike? Where's Buzz? Where's Rob? Step into my heart. It was just Lisa and Colin Coitus and I spilling today.
Color me guilty for honoring our president.
Mike, Sue said...
Right,
it's built with you and mine.
Built with you and mine. Built with you and mine. You're going so well. I almost contributed.
There you go. Hello and welcome to the show, everybody. Okay. Did you ever figure out what's wrong with microphone number three, Rob? Or is it stumped you?
This is Mike 4.
Okay, Mike 4. Whatever. You know what I mean, the logistics. Why are you talking into a microphone that's not working?
I had faith that it would be fixed. Hey, Mama. How's your day, Mike? How are you? Good to see you.
Hey, Mama.
Is it Tuesday already?
Yeah, Mama.
I've unplugged and plugged it three times. I can't seem to figure it out, and I'm scared to go to Wendell.
This is a new record for him being testy.
The boy is really upset about the fact that either microphone number 3 or microphone number 4 is not working.
But Mike 3 works, and it goes in here, and it goes into where it says Mike 3, and where Mike 4 is, it just doesn't seem to work.
Okay, settle down.
I am. I am.
Settle down.
And I was just doing that because I wanted you to do your ha-ma-ma-ma thing, but you were thinking I was busting your chops because you were getting your cheeks
all
red.
That was the phone that I got.
No.
I'm bothered by that.
I like it when you do your
ha-ma-ma-ma-ma.
I don't know.
Just go do what you do. Just go.
See, I was not trying to bust your chops. I was simply waiting for you to jest, to be our jester like you can be.
But this troubles me greatly that it's not working.
Just go stack the cards. Just eat your sandwiches. You know, do what you do.
Okay. I'll do what I can excel at.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Well, then just eat the sandwiches.
I am thoroughly entertained.
I'd like to point out to everybody, we're going to be spending a lot of time with each other this week.
We sure are.
So everybody ought to just relax.
But Rob ain't going to be here tomorrow.
That's right.
So we will have a SPIWAC-free day tomorrow.
What's Rob doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow, Rob is going to New York for
the Sopranos.
Sopranos premiere. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, later in today's show, the people from HBO just called and gave us three sets of passes for the Sopranos premiere. And round trip Amtrak up to New York.
Wow.
So we're
going
to give those away at some point during today's show. So listen, enjoy the boy while he's here today.
I will.
Because it'll be a SPIWAC free show tomorrow, although he tells me he threatens that he will be calling in from New York.
Ah, good.
He will be calling.
Well, you know what, Rob? When you go up there, really cut loose and have a good time.
And there's no reason he can't cut loose because it'll be two generations of SPIWACs going.
Oh, that's right.
Rob
taking his dad's.
Yeah, Rob was given the choice of taking anybody in the world
right
up there for the Sopranos premiere, and he's gonna meet the stars and go to the party, and he chose his dad. Well, now
he's talking about dead Mike.
Is this broken now?
No, there you go. I was just screwing with you.
Oh, shoot. That would have been a pickle, wouldn't it?
Now, do you and your dad, will you enjoy a few adult beverages when you're up there? Do you
a man picks after his father.
Ah, very good.
That's right.
Very good.
Exactly. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Would you like me to buy you guys some whores?
No.
For the night?
No. I'm sure HBO will take care of all of that. They said that they would provide all the amenities.
Get you a nice father-son, Ray.
That's right. Get us a few Bing girls.
You and your dad and James Gandolfini.
And you will be spending the night at Jeremy's hospice, won't you?
Oh, yes. We'll be there. At the Coleman Hospice.
Hey, Rob, the hookers are here.
You can't find any better care than at Hospice Coleman.
All right, well, listen, hello, everybody. Listen, our lead story is Dale Earnhardt is still dead.
Yes, he is.
And, I still
can't believe it. Every time I look at a videotape, I don't get it. There's so many horrific crashes in racing, and that just didn't seem like one.
A lot of people have come up to me over the last day and a half and said, man, can't wait to hear you guys go at that on Tuesday. Oh, man, you guys are going to have tons of material. Well, I got news for you. Aside from the stuff that we've said, I don't have a lot because I can only liken it to, and I'm not a big NASCAR fan. I'm one of those fringe guys. I can only think that it's like if Brett Favre got hit in the head during a football game and was dead, I don't think that I would be coming and making jokes about it the day after. Now, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, so maybe after some time has passed, but not immediately, especially when I see the reaction of these goddamn NASCAR fans.
Very shaken.
This is the guy. I mean,
yeah.
This is the guy in NASCAR. And this is the guy by a few hundred miles. There's not anybody that's really even a close second. I mean, we talked to Darrell Waltrip about Jeff Gordon. You know, Jeff Gordon's won a lot of races, but Dale Earnhardt was the man. I mean, that's what everybody loves.
And I don't know if we still have the tape of last Thursday's show, but I'd like to pull out the tape of the announcer, Darrell Waltrip, when we were asking him about Dale Earnhardt. I'm pretty sure he said he hates him.
I believe he did.
I don't think he's alone. I think that, you know, there's a reason he had that name, the Intimidator. I think a lot of drivers, well, you know, had a problem with Dale Earnhardt.
It's interesting that I've seen him on TV. I saw him on the Frog Show last night on Larry King saying, you know, oh, what a great guy he was. And I don't doubt that he truly, you know, in his heart, feels that way, that Dale Earnhardt was a great guy. But I was watching that. I said to Frieda, well, you know, hey, 3 days ago we had this dude on the show, and I said I like the guy in the number three car, and he said, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I don't like him at all.
Do we have that? His younger brother was driving, you know, for Dale Earnhardt. So that's interesting. You know, I mean, it was like, and I said to you, I think in the office, they're all, you know, whether you like the guy personally, they're all related.
Like inbred family members.
I mean, they're all tied together.
And don't you think the Waltrip that won the race, he has to be adopted?
I'll tell you right now, looking at, I watched enough of it to watch.
Because he's a good-looking guy, Michael Waltrip.
Michael Waltrip, I mean, twin sons of different mothers. It was very strange to see Michael Waltrip, who looks, you know, like the kind of guy you'd like to see on the Wheaties box, and then he got Darrell Waltrip, who's doing color commentary for Fox, you know, and he just looks like a bad Muppet.
He's got the bad hair, and he's got the not so much bad skin,
right,
on Darrell Waltrip. You're right about the Muppet-shaped face.
And over 400 races for Michael Waltrip since he, you know, without a victory, and he wins the biggest one. And, you know, that's what sucked. I did feel truly bad for him that, is one day in the sunshine, and nobody cares about that. Dale Earnhardt was killed.
So I'm watching the news last night. Well, because I'm like everybody. I'm wrapped up in this thing. I feel bad that this guy is dead. And I'm wondering what kind of coverage we're going to get. Well, Channel 4 sent Wendy Rieger, speaking of bad skin, they sent her over to, and I remember the name of the store in Waldorf, Maryland.
Good old boys.
Good old boys. A NASCAR store.
Right.
And this was the extent of her hard-hitting piece, which was the lead on Live at 5 yesterday. We were off yesterday for President's Day, so I got to watch the 5 o'clock news, Live at 5. She goes, she's very somber. She goes, IJ, she's talking to whoever the anchor guy is. Behind me are empty cabinets. At 9 a.m. this morning, they were filled with hundreds of die-cast replicas of Dale Earnhardt's car. Now, all of the cars are gone.
Well, that's not anything tender. That's people like looking for the collectible opportunity.
Right. And they interviewed the people who were at the collectible stores. And you know, I think most of them, the hearts were in the right place.
Right.
They had one guy. I mean, it was like watching the people who would go to to his racing headquarters in the Carolinas, and watching people go to the store. If you had a dollar for every tooth that was missing, right now you'd be able to retire a billionaire.
He's their hero.
But for every 10 or 15 people who they interviewed who genuinely seemed touched and were there to buy a piece of memorabilia because they liked the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's the main guy. You go to any of those things, he's the main guy.
You would have the one guy who was there who didn't have a redneck accent, who didn't have the jacket on, who was obviously there buying the stuff so that he could sell it later at a profit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what collectors do. You know, the one thing I was going to say about Darrell Waltrip when we had him on the show last week before the Daytona 500, he immediately, when they showed the replay, the very first replay of the wreck, he immediately was saying things along the line, I don't like that. That's not the kind. That's the kind you don't want to have. I would love to talk to him and find out why he said that, because I think you're like me. When you see that crash,
it looked like no big deal.
Right? And certainly compared to the other crash they had in the race, it didn't look like anything. But Darrell Waltrip was saying again and again and again, I hate to see a wreck like that. He said that's the one you have to worry about.
And yes, it is,
and
because
I guess
he knew the guy went directly into the wall
and was kind of let in by another car.
Yeah, by the M&M's car.
Right. As the Intimidator, he was actually trying to bump another car out of the way so that his son could get through to finish the race, and that's when it appeared that he lost control of the car and went into the wall.
Well, all I know is...
Yeah, but I thought his son was in front of him.
His son was. His son was in front of him. His son and Waltrip were both running.
Yeah, his son were one and two.
He was, I think, more along the lines of forming a block so that other drivers couldn't get forward. I don't think he was trying to let anybody through. Because Michael, is it Dale Earnhardt Jr.?
Right.
Finished in second place.
Right, that's the guy with the Budweiser. See, I only know the guys by the sponsors.
Right.
The guy that won was Napa, and the guy that was second, Earnhardt's son, he was Budweiser.
You know, and you know you hear about the safety of NASCAR, but the bottom line is, unless you're going to have these guys out on that track going 70 miles an hour or 50 miles, you're going to have... It's a dangerous sport. It's always been a dangerous sport.
And they know it is. And the guys who drive know it is. And
absolutely.
I think the guys who drive know it better than anybody else. And frankly, I've seen a lot of them interview. I saw an interview with Dale Earnhardt last night. He wanted the restrictor plates taken off the cars so that they could go faster.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and most of the drivers would probably feel the same way. I mean, you know, you do want to, you hate it when anybody dies, but, and I don't know a lot about NASCAR, but it would seem to me that, you know, that's the way the game is played. I mean, that's the way it's, and, you know, you try to make them safer inside the cars. I think that's legit, but as far as slowing down, and then they were saying they don't want to have concrete walls.
They want to have foam walls, but if they had foam walls, it would take too long to clean up the foam. If a guy runs into a foam wall, they'd have to, like, stop the race for an hour.
Wouldn't want that to happen.
Couldn't have that happen. But anyway, listen, you know, I'm just on the fringes of NASCAR, but I understand the loyalty towards that dude. I was thinking about it on Sunday night when I heard it. I thought, you know, if it was Michael Jordan who had been killed, you know, if it was, you know, a guy like I said, a guy who I care about, Brett Favre.
Oh, absolutely.
I wouldn't want to be coming on the show today making, you know, all kinds of Dale Earnhardt jokes, Brett Favre jokes, or Michael Jordan jokes. He meant a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, so. I equate it with, it's just like Payne Stewart dying, you know, a year ago. It's the same thing what Payne Stewart was to golf. It's a similar thing, only it would be like, really, almost like Tiger Woods passing away, because he was, Dale Earnhardt was the top of the top of the top. I think he was the most popular driver in NASCAR.
In many ways, he was kind of like us, that most everybody knew him, and most everybody watched him race, but I think half the number of people who watched him liked him, and half of them hated him, but they all watched him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They all watched him when he raced.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, at least today, I'm going to delete out, you know, if there's any really bad joke. I'm not saying that, you know, a week from now.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, we're not going to, because, you know, right away I'm thinking, you know, Payne Stewart, what was the joke? What was the score? It was 6 under.
Yeah.
No, you know, exactly. I mean, now a year later, the jokes are okay. But sure. Today, you know, I feel bad. I feel bad for all the NASCAR fans. The only thing I wish that they wouldn't do is, and this I feel, just like when Princess Diana hit the wall, you know, don't go down to the place and have the makeshift where you're gonna put the T-shirts up and the flowers up, because that cheeses the hell out of it, I think.
Well, I'm like anybody else, and I watch the replays, and I probably watch it every time it comes on. But I'll tell you, we have, you know, watching today, and I was watching it on a treadmill with the sound off, so I couldn't hear it, but I was just watching that replay. If I saw it once, I saw it 150 times. And we have, I mean, our fascination with death in this country, I'm sure it exists all over the world, but I don't think there's anywhere where our fascination with death is more acute than right here in the United States. And it's just, again,
we love our death.
And I think with that, you know, I was just putting myself in the minds of the producers of these sports shows that are like, hey, there's no blood, you know, there's no guts.
Right.
So we can kind of show this thing again and again and again, because what you're showing is someone being killed, even though you don't see, you know, the person in the car.
The goriest thing is the view from inside his car.
Yeah, yeah.
When you actually see, and I've seen that one an equal number of times, where you actually just see it hit the wall, and then you see the hood of the car flapping up and down.
That's the only angle, I think, where you really get an idea of the speed, you know, but it still doesn't look like, just compared to that other race, I found it so hard to believe when that story came by, what, like 40 minutes later, that he had been killed. It blew me away.
The only thing I ask is, please, and I know the show doesn't go to London, but perhaps he's in the States now for the Grammys. Elton John, if you're listening, please, don't write a song about this.
Very good.
Please, don't write a candle in the wind for Dale Earnhardt. Please, don't. And I don't want any...
Write a song about Om and Om.
And I don't want any of you country singers doing that either.
No.
Taking one of your hits and redoing it just so you'll become popular again.
And I'm very excited to watch the Grammys simply because I'm really hoping that Aminem doesn't win any awards, because I think he's the kind of individual that if he gets shut out, if he doesn't win one Grammy, you know he probably will.
He's going
to
win.
But I'd love to see him not win any, because then, you know, he's the kind of guy that would throw a tantrum.
All right, we have Daryl Waltrip. We have now an excerpt of Daryl Waltrip from our show on Thursday of last week when we asked him about Dale Earnhardt.
You, when you were racing, and anybody that saw, you know, a long, long time ago, that movie Days of Thunder, knows that there are certain guys on the NASCAR circuit that just plain don't like each other. Did you, when you were racing, did you have a particular guy that, you know, that it call it at very best a friendly rivalry and at very worst a feud?
Well, I didn't, and I still don't like Dale Earnhardt.
and both of you guys were, you know, I mean, at the top of the heap.
Yeah, I didn't, and I've changed a little bit toward Richard Petty.
Oh, no, is Dale Earnhardt, is that the number three car?
That's the black car.
That's the guy I like. Oh, I'm sorry, I like him if you don't like him.
Now, why do you like him?
I like him because he's a cool driver.
Wow.
All right, well, there. I bet he wishes he didn't say that now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you made a point of asking,
right,
was there anybody when you raced? And he said, sure, I didn't like him then. I don't like, you know, let's hear that one more time.
That's pretty fascinating to hear it played back.
You, when you were racing, and anybody that saw, you know, a long time ago, that movie Days of Thunder, knows that there are certain guys on the NASCAR circuit that just plain don't like each other.
Did you, when you were racing, did you have a particular guy that, you know, that it call it at very best a friendly rivalry and at very worst a feud?
Well, I didn't, and I still don't like Dale Earnhardt.
and both of you guys were, you know, I mean, at the top of the heap.
Yeah, I didn't, and I've changed a little bit toward Richard Petty.
Oh, no, is Dale Earnhardt, is that the number three car?
That's the black car.
That's the guy I like. Oh, I'm sorry, I like him if you don't like him.
Now, why do you like him?
I like him because he's a cool driver.
Oh, I wish we could hear more of that.
Yeah, okay, well, I think that was the pertinent part that they pulled off.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks. This show's just like 60 minutes. I wonder whether Daryl, like, goes on to maybe soften his position towards Dale Earnhardt, or whether it's like, we seem to stop it right there. Why don't you like it?
I don't like it. Rob, if there's anything else worth hearing, bring it in.
Yeah, 60 minutes does that.
Yeah, I know.
I think he's a scumbag. Well, not really a scumbag, but, you know.
I think you're giving us way too much credit. I mean, look at this. This is the guy who pulled the tape.
The longer version's on the way. It's just requeuing in.
This is not exactly 60 minutes material right here. This is more.
Don't sell him short.
It's like 30 seconds material.
That's Don Hewitt Spiewak.
Jesus Christ.
And, you know, speaking of 60 minutes, watching Andy Rooney last night, who gave a Sunday night, gave the most curmudgeon-y of all, where kids should go to school all summer. Well, they should fire some teachers, 10% of teachers, and replace them with retired people. I'm never going to retire.
God,
I was thinking about Don Hewitt, the producer, and how many times, really, a year now, he must have to go in and say, hey, stop old manning it, you know? Stop curmudgeoning this whole report.
It's pretty old. Pluck your eyebrows.
Yeah, he's getting really like,
they all are.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, Mike?
Fine, thank you.
I was just going to say, it was really humane of you not to just jump in on Dale. I appreciate that. It was, I'm a big Dale Earnhardt fan. Always have been. First time caller to your show, but I just wanted to go and say that was really humane of you.
Well, I'm sure you'll be saying something else in a couple of days, but
in a couple of days, like you said, a couple of days go by and it'll be a little bit easier to deal with than just not 2 days afterwards.
I mean, you know, everything I read about Dale Earnhardt, everything I hear about him, I would figure that if he was going to go out, he probably wouldn't mind going out like that.
No.
You know, that's probably his attitude towards racing and kind of that fearless attitude he had. He probably wouldn't mind going out like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
I can tell you, I'm not as big on the whole thing as my brother and his wife. But, I mean, for them, it's almost been like a death in the family. I mean, it's been absolutely devastating for them. They were huge Earnhardt fans. And the racing, it becomes very spiritual. And you're right. He was like the Michael Jordan or the Tiger Woods or the Joe Montana.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and if one of those guys had died, we wouldn't be doing a joke about him the day after. I mean, we would wait, you know, two or three days.
You'd be amazed how seriously some of the race fans take this. I mean, there was a report on the news this morning about some guy out in Kansas who committed suicide after this. I mean, plenty of people take it real serious now.
Well, listen, okay, as I was saying, that guy needs to get a freaking life.
Yeah.
Well, I love Brett Favre, but if Brett Favre dropped dead, I wouldn't be eating lead over it, okay?
No, I think any time that you are a fan of a sport, any time you're a fan of an entertainer, any time that you invest any of yourself into somebody who's in the public eye, you're going to feel like a little piece of you goes with them, and that's perfect. That's not. I don't find that amazing at all. I find it very understandable.
You're just a fan of the guy.
I dig that.
I was a big fan of Stewart's.
I mean, I was, you know, I didn't go crazy over it, but I mean, I watched all the tributes to him, and I was moved by that. That's perfectly normal.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, the next time you talk to Darryl Waltrip, here's the question to ask him.
I don't think there will be a next time after we're playing these tapes, but anyway, go ahead.
Well, if you do, the reason Darryl Waltrip and Dale Earnhardt don't get along is that Darryl was the reason for Dale Earnhardt's first marriage breaking up. He was doing his wife.
See?
Oh, wait a minute. Now,
you know, you always have to go below the surface.
Darryl Waltrip was doing... Dale Earnhardt's wife?
Dale Earnhardt's wife, his first wife.
His first wife, okay. You know, we're going to obviously, listen, we're way out of our depth on NASCAR. We don't know crap about NASCAR.
You know, I'll tell you one thing about those guys. Those NASCAR guys, they are tough customers. They are guys that you just don't. I would imagine that if something like that was going on, that would probably be one of the most dangerous things in the world. You got these guys that are on the track.
I feel like you'd be banging some guy's wife and then he finds out about it and he's driving a car 180 miles an hour right behind you.
You know, wow. It's unbelievable.
I don't think so.
Wow, you learn something every day on this show.
That was the reason they hated each other.
That's terrific, though. Thanks, I'm sure. Thanks for that tribute to the memory of Dale Earnhardt.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
I'm a long-time listener, listening since the wave of days. There was one small thing that Buzz had said in the beginning about how it happened that I wanted to possibly clarify for you.
All right.
Yeah. What happened was Dale Earnhardt was doing one thing that he'd never, ever done before, which was protecting a lead for the two cars he owned.
Right.
Sterling Marlin was on his butt the whole time, and he tried to swing down and cut the corner of Dale Earnhardt's car coming out of a turn and then cause him to spin out. He wasn't letting anybody by. He was keeping someone from coming by.
And that's what I meant to say. I appreciate you clarifying that.
All right. Oh, didn't I clarify that, Buzz?
You
said that to give me credit on that?
Yes, you did.
I was watching the race live.
Although, I'll tell you what, a friend of mine told me, who is a gigantic NASCAR fan.
Right.
This is, you know, no disrespect towards Dale Earnhardt. He said to me that if Dale Earnhardt could have driven his car fast enough to pass both his son and Waltrip, he would have done it. To win the race.
In a minute.
That's the reason.
In a minute.
That because he realized he couldn't win.
Yeah.
That's why he decided to do what he did to block off the other guy.
Yeah, I think that any position driver who's ready to make the move, if they're capable of it, they're going to do it. And I think they were talking about that. I watched the last 10 laps. That's all I watched, the Daytona 500. They were talking about how, you know, these guys probably, as they get down to the three, four laps to go, they couldn't make the move because they just didn't have the speed in the car to do it. I mean, the bottom line is the guy in the front, Michael Waltrip, had the fastest car.
All right, we have the long version of Darryl Waltrip. Let's see if he says anything else now.
I think it's fascinating to play this. I really do.
This was from last Thursday's episode of the show.
Fall into that job like it.
Now you, when you were racing, and anybody that saw, you know, a long, long time ago, that movie Days of Thunder, knows that there are certain guys on the NASCAR circuit that just plain don't like each other. Did you, when you were racing, did you have a particular guy that, call it at very best a friendly rivalry and at very worst a feud?
Well, I didn't, and I still don't like Dale Earnhardt.
and both of you guys were, you know, I mean, at the top of the heap.
Yeah, I didn't, and I've changed a little bit toward Richard Petty.
Is Dale Earnhardt, is that the number three car?
That's the black car.
That's the guy I like. Oh, I'm sorry, I like him if you don't
Now, why do you like him?
I like him because he's a cool driver, because he does stuff like bump other guys.
That's probably why Darryl had a problem with him when he was racing.
That's exactly right.
And he
doesn't adhere to the unwritten rules and to the gentleman's agreement.
Yes, and now listen, I was watching a race last year, and they said something about you guys get together on the radios when you're going to make your pit stops and with drafting and stuff, and what they were saying is that for whatever reason, this guy in the number three car, he's like not playing with anybody.
Right.
That you gotta make friends. You gotta say, we're all gonna pit at the same time.
Right.
We're gonna line up this way, so as we come around the corner, the drafting is right. And he wouldn't play with anybody.
Well, he's all for you when you're helping him, but he is not. He's all against you when you're not.
Wow. All right, well, that's the full conversation that we had.
And I guess we didn't edit that out of context, did we?
No, we did not.
No.
I tell you, we're not savvy like 60 Minutes.
And really, though, what he said was contradicted by the fact that what he was doing, it was his racing team.
Yeah.
But he was still protecting, the two cars in front.
Right. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing?
Hey, great.
I just have a quick comment about the race there. Darrell Waltrip, as soon as the race was over, one of the first call of the teammate was healed that Dale was all right.
Of course, you know what he said. He was talking about a guy who was alive. You know, I mean, of course he was concerned.
Right.
I mean, any driver would be. I think that they.
It's one of those weird, quirky things. We were lucky enough to have the guy on the show Thursday, and do you like him? No, I don't like him.
I also think Darrell Waltrip is probably one of like 50 drivers that would say the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, and also just because the guy said that he doesn't like him doesn't mean he doesn't feel bad the guy's dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you much.
All right, thank you. Okay. Now listen, we are lucky enough to have someone on the line who, now I've never heard of the guy, but he's actually driven NASCAR before.
Wow.
I never heard of him.
That's great. Has he ever been in a wreck?
I think he has. Ladies and gentlemen, listen.
Is this Richard Petty?
Would you stop it? It's not a laugh. It's not a goof. It's not a goof.
I understand.
Joining us now.
Let me get the guy's name. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm. They're bringing it in right now and putting it in front of Don. The name of the driver. This is a NASCAR driver.
Steve Park, the number one car, who was involved in the wreck with Tony Stewart.
Mm-hmm. Ah, great.
Here he is now. Thank you for calling in. Hello.
Hello?
Steve, how are you?
How you doing?
How long you been driving NASCAR?
I haven't.
Now, Steve, I see here on the front page of USA Today, it says, rolling wreck. Steve Park and his battered car get towed to the same garage after the 19-car melee during the Daytona 500. Steve, you drive the number one Pennzoil car. How do you feel about the head and restraint system?
I don't like it because my buddy Dale Hart got injured.
Yeah. So you don't use it?
No.
Why don't you use it when it would protect your head?
Because Dale Hart told me not to do it.
Darrell Hart told you not to do it. What is the top speed that you achieved at the Daytona 500 this weekend?
185 miles an hour.
Wow.
What do you do when you get to that speed? Do you roar?
All right, well, thank you for your time. I know it's tough for the entire NASCAR community, and we want to thank you.
Hey, Don.
Steve Park.
Hey, Don.
Is Steve Park driving the number one car? Yes, Steve.
No, it's not Steve. You know who this is.
No, I don't. It says on my screen it's Steve Park.
No, it's not. It's Tom Gavin.
Gotcha. Tom, how do you spell NASCAR?
NASCAR?
Yeah.
NASSCAR.
Hey, that's pretty close.
Perfect.
How do you spell Daytona?
Daytona? DETTONE.
Perfect again.
To Tony.
Beautiful.
And how about race car?
Race, RACECAR.
That's it.
You got it.
That's the French spelling.
All right. Don.
Yes, Tommy.
You said you were going to get, this was when you told me you were going to get down to the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Where's my sweatshirt at?
Oh, Tom, I swear to God, I do have a sweatshirt for you.
Oh, you do?
I just give them one I bought myself.
Watching right now.
What?
Guess what I'm watching on TV right now. The shuttle came back today. Mm-hmm. It's on channel 36.
Great, Tom. The shuttle came back. How do you spell shuttle?
Shuttle is S-H-A-R-T.
Right.
Shart.
Right. I do have a shirt. How do you spell shirt, Tom?
Oh, dear. You spell it P-H.
Shirt is S-H-I-R-T.
Hey, good.
And guys out there listening,
TomGavin.com. T-shirts are on sale now.
Oh, that's how he knows how those brochures have been written down.
How many have you sold, Tom?
I sold 15.
Wow. That's up four from the last time.
All right, Tommy. I'll give you that sweatshirt next time I see you.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
How you guys like your old shirts?
They're beautiful.
Oh, we love them. Okay.
Fantastic.
We got to go, Tom.
All right.
Boy, you fooled me. I thought it was NASCAR driver Steve Park.
Yep, it's not Steve Park.
You're a master at that,
it's Tom.
Tom
Gavin.
It's Tom Gavin.
Okay, bye, Tom.
Bye.
Bye.
Who knew?
He'll be calling back later.
I just have a hunch.
Master of many voices. And, Mike, you think you're talented when it comes to your impressions.
Well, I really looked at Tom. I listened to his records.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Well, that's a deadline.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Oh, thanks a lot, man. I really enjoy listening to you guys, man, every afternoon on the way home. But check it out. I think the guys that are in the cars and behind the wheel, these guys are professional, they're sharp, and you really have to appreciate what they do at that speed. But the people in the grandstands, the people watching it on TV, the spectators, I think they're looking for the, looking for the wipeout, looking for the wreck.
There's no doubt. People are looking for the wreck. Like the wreck where the car flipped over a million times and everybody walked out and was not hurt.
Right.
Right. That's what people are looking for.
Right. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, like when people go to the football game, you know, they don't want to see touch football. You know, they want to see a guy get hammered, you know, knocked down, wiped out.
Yeah, but I'll say the same
tackle,
thing.
So to speak.
But the same thing. You don't want to see a guy. You don't want to see a guy, you know,
get paralyzed,
get put in a wheelchair.
I mean, you know, I understand. You know. The devastation that took place, you know, on the track and everything. But I'm just saying, you know, as a spectator sport, you know, that's what people are looking for.
You're not going to find an argument there.
Yeah.
That's you. People watch it for the wrecks. You just don't want some dude to be dead. That's all.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to I've been a Darrell Waltrip fan my whole life. I'm 35. I started watching him when I was a little kid. And the guy that called a little while ago that said he was messing around with Earnhardt, that guy's full of ass. He don't know what he's talking about. I think he got that out of a wrestling magazine or something.
All right, well, listen, here's all I'll tell you is that I did see Daryl, did I get the name from?
Daryl Waltrip.
No. I saw Dale Earnhardt's wife on TV.
Uh-huh.
Teresa.
Yeah, POA.
Yeah.
And looked to be noticeably younger than he was.
I thought Dale Earnhardt was a lot older than he was. I mean, I was surprised to hear he was only 49.
Well, he had like the Mac Davis thing going for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a smoker.
I heard you guys interview with Daryl last Thursday, and you probably didn't pick up on it, but Daryl's got like a really dry sense of humor, and he was saying the stuff about hating him. That was tongue-in-cheek. He and Earnhardt are actually very good friends. And in fact, about 3 years ago, one of Dale Earnhardt's drivers, Steve Park, was injured.
And, hey, we just had Steve Park on the show.
Yeah. He was injured in a pretty bad car wreck, and Daryl drove Dale Earnhardt's car for the rest of the year, so...
Yeah, and, you know, with his younger brother driving the car for Dale Earnhardt, I think so. I think it's all one big brotherhood.
It's a weird, macabre, funny piece of tape that we have. That's all that the guy was on Thursday saying, I don't like it.
Right. Sure.
That was all. That's all. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it was all tongue, man. Daryl Waltrip loves Earnhardt. Earnhardt loves Daryl Waltrip. I mean, he drove for the man, and when Steve Parks got better, they let Daryl go. So, I mean, if he does have any hate towards him, that would be why. And the reason about the wife situation, that's BS.
All right, thank you. Well, like we said, listen, we're novices. We don't know.
Yeah, we really have no idea. And
we don't know crap about NASCAR.
You know, I think everybody...
You know what I mean? Excuse me. There's that little lunch come up there.
Oh, sorry about that.
But it tastes just,
you know, there's nothing funnier than
just
that.
As good the second time.
You know, a burp is one thing, a fart is another, but when you have that kind of like air with something solid, it's that kind of I know you're eating right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
last call. Hi.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering if you guys caught the Andy Rooney talking on C-SPAN about his book the other day.
I'm starting to hate Andy Rooney.
You're just starting. Join the club.
I've always found amusement, but it's just starting to really irritate me that they're all like little curmudgeon-y. Like, he's not making even the slightest effort, even though he's on primetime television on a very highly rated program, to maybe, you know, try to make his reports just a tiny bit more useful.
The name of his book should be, "Hey, Where's My Coffin?"
Hey, he was telling a story, if you got 2 seconds. He was telling a story back in World War II when he was in France. The story sort of went like this. I was sitting in the bunk with a buddy of mine, and there were some bees in the ground in the hole. They had a nest there. So I covered up the bee hole with some dirt. And my good buddy was sitting there, and he looked at me and said, "Let him out."
It's a good thing it wasn't an ant hole. Then he'd be sitting there on an ant hole.
Of course, bee hole would work, too.
Yeah.
He covered up his bee hole with Andy Rooney's.
Well, very soon his bee hole's going to be covered up with dirt. So is his mouth.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Right, goodbye.
Okay.
You ever notice how people try to cover up your bee hole?
That's it. We're done with the NASCAR stuff, okay? We got a show to get to. We addressed it. That's it. We're going to move by it now. I got weekend stuff to tell you about. You know, as you mentioned, we're going to be in Reno on Friday.
Yeah, big-time show.
We have to get a bunch of people together for Strip Trivia. We'll play that on Friday's episode. Now, I'll start today with a call 100 and a prize package selected especially for you. And we still have not given away the money with secret song number 6.
It's very complicated.
It lies straight ahead. Be the 100th caller right now at 877-365-3636.
Number 1, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Someone told C that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
Two DJs who love BJs, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, we do.
I got to use one this weekend, too. My wife has had the longest period known to man. I mean, she's gone through a stretch.
Right.
She went through something a while ago.
She got through a stretch?
Well, a period of time where, and I don't understand all the plumbing details on my wife. You know, she had early menopause.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like 10 years ago.
Right.
And then she started taking hormones, and then she didn't get any periods.
Right.
For a long time. She just didn't get them.
Okay.
And now she's getting them, and, like, they don't stop.
Really?
Well, what I mean is that the normal that I'm used to with her...
That could be dangerous, I would imagine.
You know...
my goodness.
I'm used to 2 or 3 days.
Is she okay?
Oh, she's fine. I'm used to 2 or 3 days of the, you know, the heavy flow. And I guess it was Friday that I was alerted that it had started.
That's when the alarm goes off, right?
And... Saturday, my advance was revoked.
Wow.
Because
rebuffed.
Yeah, rebuffed. Well, you know, my pass for entry was revoked.
Yes. Your intercourse ticket was revoked.
It was revoked because that was happening. And then Sunday it was still happening. And then today, Monday, I said, "How are things down there?" And she said, "Stay away from me."
Well, if it started, if you became aware of it on Friday, and Monday it was still, that's not abnormal yet.
Yeah, but normally by now it's down to a dull roar.
Yeah.
Where I wouldn't notice it. But apparently it's still... I mean,
you notice it?
Well, if we
that's
were...
That's not good.
If we were going to have intercourse...
I would notice... No, you notice it simply because you ask for favors and like, there are none.
Like on my underpants or something was what I mean. I would notice it. I mean, if we had... You know, if I had intercourse with my wife and then put my underpants on and I would see a color that I don't like seeing...
That's just about the grossest thing I've ever heard of right there. Putting your underpants on and seeing that. That's...
Well...
That's pretty... That's
But
nasty.
That's never happened to you?
That's nasty. No, I don't think on underpants. No, I don't think I...
Perhaps for the more refined members of our listening audience, on a washcloth.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe on a washcloth.
I don't
because
wash.
Most of my time is at night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, and normally it's... No, you know what I'm trying to think? No, I've never... I don't... We avoid...
Yeah.
When it's happening.
So do we.
But also, you know, I know what you're talking about. If you're at the end of that, You know, sometimes. It's just that's always what I, you know, I say, how is it? And she'll say, it's not so bad that you will notice. And that's my
same
view.
Same here. We're on the same, we are on the same page on that.
That I, you know, I can hit that thing.
Right.
Today I said, how we doing? She said, oh, I've still got, what did she say? I still got the string between my legs. And
that would kind of make me run out of the room.
I said, okay, gotcha.
It would scare me away.
The longest period in the world is continuing for my wife. I think actually it may have started
before Friday. Well, I hope she's feeling well.
Oh, she's feeling fine. It's this weird.
And if it goes on for like weeks, you might have a problem.
It's this.
Where she comes downstairs and like, morning, honey, and she like passes out into the soup.
Yeah, no, Dr. Giggles has her on some kind of hormones or something that is
right.
That is doing weird stuff to her.
Right. Okay.
That's all I know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. None of us do.
No, I don't. And you know what? I wish I could say I cared enough to ask.
Right.
And actually, I do care enough to ask. I just don't want to hear the answer.
Right. Yeah, I don't think it's you don't care. Of course you care. I think you're like most guys. We don't want to be anywhere near that. We don't want to be in there. That does. But you know, you more than most. You're comfortable with being around that and asking about it and being aware of it and more than most guys. So you should take solace in that fact.
Well, when my wife's having her period, I just want to know if I can hit it or not. I want to know if we can fulfill our marital obligations.
You're always around it, though. Every time I'm talking to you about that, you know, on the show, you're always talking about discovering something or finding something. You know, her cycle gets in your way a lot more than most guys.
Listen, she changes her tampons virtually in every bathroom in the house. That no matter which bathroom I've gone into now, I see the wrappers.
Yes.
And that should have been my cue that I saw the wrappers, yet I said to her today, hey, how you doing? She said, I've still got the string there.
I think it was last week my wife was having a meeting with some of her friends about this auction for my kid's school, and this woman brought an organizer that looked exactly like the one that I keep my Palm Pilot in. And so I said, what's that doing here? And I went into it, and first thing I saw was a white owl. Oh, and I immediately, you know, the combination of knowing I was in the wrong thing and my hand brushing up against that was like,
And also, that should be a wake-up call for you, that your organizer kind of looks like a purse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kind of does. I mean, with a little queer strap it has on it.
I bought a new thing to hold my cell phone because I thought that looked too much like a purse. I'm moving away from purse-type stuff, but you're right. It does look like a purse.
It's
because of the strap. I'm looking for a better thing to hold all my stuff anyway.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Yes, hello. Who's this, please?
My name's Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Hello. Where are you from?
Sacramento, California.
Beautiful. Carrie?
Hi.
You want a Sealy pillow.
All right.
That's right. You know, they asked me, will you give away pillows? I said, yes.
What's funny about the pillow?
We'll give away pillows. Nothing's funny about it.
You said it's a Sealy pillow.
Sealy, the
manufacturer. I'm sorry.
Sealy pillow.
It's a Sealy pillow you give away on the Mike Show.
From 1-800-MATTRESS, call them. Click on mattress.com or stop by the showroom. 1-800-MATTRESS, leave off the last, ask for savings. You know, that's an awful lot to read for a goddamn pillow.
It is.
You know what? I'm going to give you two pillows because that is so much freaking comedy.
You're awesome.
I was watching a real video show and they said that Sealy string is flammable.
For $500 now, we have secret song number 6, a number one song from the 1970s. We'll play it for you. Give us title and artist. You win the money. Please don't answer till Mike sings like
John Cougar, Mellencamp former.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this secret song.
There it is. Mike's got a rock, a block of classic rock for us.
Uh-huh.
$500 we're trying to give away is courtesy of the guys upstairs at Main Street Tidal.
Suck it on a chili dog, outside the taste of freeze.
Yeah!
Yeah! I just wanted to say that one.
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
For $500, we need the title and artist, please.
I have no idea.
Come on, honey, play along. Give us a guess.
Come on.
Think of any song from the 1970s. Maybe you'll hit it.
You can do it.
Double Dutch Bus. I don't know who the singer is.
Double Dutch Bus. That's wrong. wrong.
Wasn't the singer you?
Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, but listen, let me throw in a carton of Marlboros for you.
No, I don't smoke. Shut up.
Oh, come on. I'm shut up.
Hold on, please. Do you smell gasoline on me in here? I was wondering whether my gasoline that I've spilled all over myself is getting over to you.
The only thing I smelled on you as we walked into the studio today was, did you douse yourself with your... with your perfume before you came in today to get rid of the gasoline smell?
No, I washed my hands, but I doused myself with a new perfume earlier. But I was talking to a gentleman in the gas station and spilled gasoline. I felt like quite the ass because it was one of the... Have you ever gotten those pumps that go click, click, and they don't come out fast?
Uh-huh.
So I'm talking to this guy about an auto mechanic, and you know, he said, how do you like your car? I said, I've had some problems with the wind noise and stuff like that. And he said, oh, I know a good mechanic. And he's talking to me, and I'm like, really? And then towards the end, I mean, I'm filling up my car. It took me almost 20 minutes to fill up my car. And at the very end, he said, you might want to get that. And I looked down, and the gas, because it's coming out at such a piddly rate, was pouring on the floor. And then I washed it with a towel from the, and I got... And I had the smell of gasoline. But so my perfume is covering the gasoline
smell?
Yeah.
Yo, whatever perfume you have on.
Dolce Gabbana.
It's masking that odor. Dolce
Gabbana.
Absolutely.
Either way, you're flammable.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Hey, don't forget that time Mike told us for the gas station. Pumping his gas. Don't you remember the time you told us you were at the gas station, you're pumping your gas, and you're checking out a new lighter somebody gave you, and you were flicking it on and off?
Yeah, I don't do well in gas stations.
Hi, you can leave a message or not, whatever you want, except for you, Bart, you must leave a message.
Filling up your car is like, you know, it's like eight pills a day. It's too much of a hassle.
Order where she is.
You put man on, you know, in the space shuttle. You think we figured that out, you know, where we wouldn't have to go through all that crap. You know.
And get the pumps to work fast. Is that too much to ask?
But you know, speaking of NASCAR, you should get a pump that works as fast as those goddamn things. Those guys, they're in the pits for 17 seconds, and they got two guys with the giant gas things going on both sides of the cars.
And is it too much to ask? I mean, they don't have guys that do that.
Well, all right.
Imagine if that was like the big thing, it was real competitive.
It'd be great.
My wife is not there. I'll ask her later about her period. I also want to talk to her about our weekend, that we had lots of time together this weekend because my kid went to this school thing that they do every year, the Model UN,
mm-hmm.
where all the kids from school pretend that they're ambassadors from different countries.
Oh, it's fantastic. They do the same thing like with local governments called youth and government. It's the same, similar thing. It's fantastic.
I think I've told you about this every year that Bart does this with the school class. And, you know, when we weren't involved in it, we were able to have some quality time together. And it was a great weekend for Frieda and I because we both realized how much, in many cases, we hate our fellow man.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the times was at a gas station
mm-hmm.
where, and it was one of those, and I'm guilty of this. I don't want to spend $20 to go to the gas, to go to the car wash, mm-hmm. okay? I don't want to spend that because it's going to rain every other day.
Right.
So I go to the gas station that has the cheap car wash
where
you just push the thing. You want car wash, $3, yes, mm-hmm. and they give you the code. And I know I've screamed about this before, so Robbie, give me 30 seconds.
What?
Time.
Go!
And Frieda was in the car with me for this. The morons that pull up to the keypad, you are given a 5-digit number.
On your receipt for gas, right?
It is just like... Hold on. Time out. I think she's on the phone. Hello?
Are you looking for me, my boo-boo?
Yeah, hold on, sweetie. Okay, how much time I got left, Rob?
14.
Okay. It is no different than dialing a telephone, yet four people in a row were mystified by this, had to get out of their freaking car, look at the box upside down, carefully punch in the numbers, and then when the light says green,
time!
I need five more.
All right, ready? Go!
They cannot master the art of driving in the car wash until the light says red.
Okay, they piss me off.
Yeah. Honey? Honey?
Uh-oh. She doesn't like to wait.
No, I think she's in a bad cell.
Yeah, I think so.
I think she's
voice, like she was in a drive-thru or something. I heard, do you think she was in line at the grocery store or something like that?
I don't know.
Well, it had that sound where she was, there was another, did you hear that other voice in the background?
Yeah,
kind of
yes,
going,
I
am.
Because as mad as I got at the people in line at this car wash gas station, It does not match the level of anger that my wife had for the stores that we went to this weekend.
Ooh.
Where she went into some stores and she wanted to buy some stuff, and it was just a CF. And I love it when I'm not the one that's getting mad at people.
There's nothing to do around here except what? Those stores.
When I'm not the one who's talking about, you know, taking out an entire shopping mall full of people.
Right.
And it was the best kind of shopping for a while.
Not too crowded in the malls this weekend either.
I was able just to drop her off, and she was able to do what she needed to do.
Perfect.
Hi, you can message or not.
All right. Well, I'll tell you without her. So she goes into, she says, we're going to stop here, and we're going to stop very quickly. We're going to go in three stores. I've got to buy a pair of shoes. Oh, is this her now? Hello?
And while I'm irritated, what's the matter with cell phones in Northern Virginia and Montgomery County?
Honey, I don't know.
Have you ever noticed the anthill we live in, Frida? Have you ever noticed, like by the hour, the population is increasing out here?
Oh, I know. It's like horrible.
Eight new families
in
a minute.
I spend 3 hours in my car just doing carpool. That's not to mention any grocery store, any other things I've got to do. And I had a massage this week, and she said, why is your lower back so knotted up? And it's because I'm in my car so much, and I don't even have a job.
Yeah, you do have a job. I'll tell you what your job is. Get rid of that period. How long is that baby going to last?
I'm not talking about that, but you know, that's another thing on my list that I'm not happy. Not with my period. My period's fine. I'm not happy. I'm not thrilled with you. I don't want to discuss that. Thank you.
Just, if you could just answer, how long do you think it's going to last?
Did it totally fly by you that I just said I don't want to discuss that?
Give me a rough estimate.
It is flying by you. It's not stopping and visiting your brain, the words that are coming out of my mouth.
See, can you tell that she's, you know, chemically imbalanced right now?
I'm not imbalanced. I'm frustrated. I'm saying to you, don't want to talk about it. You just ask again.
What do you mean? 2 days? 3 days?
You know, you're just a little bulldog.
What do you think? All right, forget it.
Thank you.
Okay, listen, here's what I want to talk to you about.
What?
Really, when's it going to end?
Goodbye, Mr.
Honey, all right, come on, please.
Oh,
come on. Call back. Call back.
Persistent.
What?
You're persistent. Very persistent.
Well, I'd like to know how long it will last.
And didn't you hear what she said?
This is a much, this is a much easier forum to ask that question rather than to ask it face
that's
to
really
face.
That's really what it is, isn't
face
it?
To face tonight when I get home.
You're doing it here so you don't do it at home.
Yeah, right.
That's interesting.
You think I want to have to sit down at home tonight and go, you know, honey, how long do you think that period is going to last? Because the answer is not going to be, you know, 2 days, 3 days. It's going to be the inner workings of the female body. And,
right.
You know, that I'm not aware of all the stuff that she has to go through. And, mm-hmm. and then it's going to be all the stuff that she has to do every day. And it's just going to be, ugh. So anyway, she wants to go buy a pair of pants.
Uh-huh.
She wants to go to the vitamin store.
Right.
And she wants to go to a store where she's going to buy... I don't know, some knives or something.
That's what you did last weekend. You did the same exact thing last week. That's the problem. You did the exact same thing. You went along with your wife on a shopping trip last week.
Yeah.
That's 2 weekends in a row. That's going to kill you.
All right, well, listen, I'm doing it so we're together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right, and maybe that will kill me.
Yeah, I think so. It's you're not... Everybody's doing that this time of year. That's so, what's going on.
So we pull up... Well, first off, it was bad because... We pull up in front of the mall, and she says, you don't have to go in the first couple stores with me. You can go wherever you want, then call me when you're done looking at the stuff you want to look at, and we'll go together. I said, great. She had a water bottle in the car, one of those, like, plastic running bottles, okay? And it must have had maybe just one swig of water left in it. There was virtually nothing. And I was parked in front of the mall, and there was 1,000 people behind me. There were no parking spots. So I said, you just get out now and go start looking where you want to look, and I'll find a place to park, and then, you know, I'll go to the bookstore, whatever I want to do, then I'll hook up with you. I'll call you up. She said, no, my water bottle is spilling. My water bottle is spilling in the front seat of the car. I said, honey, there's a swig of water in there. Don't worry about it. She said, my water bottle is spilling. Meanwhile, the cars behind me are piling up. There's like 7, 8, 9 cars behind me who can't go past me. And finally I said, it's water. It's free.
Yep, here she is.
Hello?
Do you think she called and then decided not to talk or what?
I don't know. Maybe she was in a bad cell.
Bad cell.
I don't know. So I said, it's water. It's free. Just get out of the... I don't care if the water spills. Just let it go.
I'm trying to think. Why was it spilling?
Because it was one of those water bottles that had the big, long plastic straw coming out
right,
of the top of
right.
it. And she had it sitting against the front seat of the passenger side of the car.
Right.
And when she got out, it fell over on the ground. And I said, it's no big deal. Then maybe a little of the water will spill out on it. But it was my car.
Right.
I didn't care about
yeah,
it.
Right.
But she wasn't concerned about my car. She was just concerned about the fact that there was still a swig of water that was left in this bottle. So that got the whole shopping experience started on the wrong foot because she got out of the car mad at me. When I said, listen, it's just effing water. And she said, you're right, it's just effing water. Boom, slammed the door.
She gets out.
And we're off.
Yeah,
there we go. We're off for a day of shopping. So I find a place to park. I do what I got to do. Then I call her up and I go, hi, where are you at? Shocker, it's been like 25 minutes. She's still in the first store that she said she was going to go to. You know, she can't just go in a store and say, this is what I'm going
to
buy.
Now, you went to another store, or where were you at this time?
I went to two other stores.
You're just separating and calling each other on the cell phone.
Well, no. The deal was, I know how she is. She had three stores she wanted to go to.
But you're in the same mall.
Yes, we're in the same shopping mall.
Okay.
And I know she doesn't like going to the stores that I like to go to.
Right.
Like there was a cigar shop I wanted to go to.
Right.
The bookstore. So I find the parking spot. Oh, here she is again. Is this you again?
That wasn't me before, babe.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I don't know who that was.
So anyway, listen. We finally hook up. I was just talking about the water bottle thing. We finally hook up.
I heard that.
We get inside the store, and now I'm shopping with my wife. Now she spent nearly 25 minutes in the first store, and then she decides she doesn't like anything in there. So we leave the pants store, and we go down to the next store, which was, what was it, the underwear store, the Hanes outlet. We go to that one.
I love that store.
And she finds stuff that she likes there. And then she goes down to the next store, which is the vitamin store, and to the store where she wants to buy silverware.
Did you find anything in the Hanes outlet that you liked?
I did buy underwear.
You did?
I bought some underpants.
Hanes underwear.
Hey, honey, where are those underpants?
They're in the closet.
In the closet. Okay, so now you tell everybody why you're pissed at people who work in stores.
No, I think there ought to be a rule, and you touched on this when you went to the bookstore. I hate now that when you check out, and I went to a GNC vitamin store, that you get a commercial.
Oh, I do too.
That drives me wild. I don't want to be in the club on the mailing list. I don't want the discount. I don't want the coupons. I don't want more junk mail. I just don't want a commercial. And I don't mind chatting with people, but I knew that I had Mr. Impatient in the car. And the man at the counter was doing the entire club sell job on this couple in front of me until they finally said, oh, all right. So now not only do I have to wait through their commercial, I have to wait through their filling out all their information to join the club.
It's complete crap. I agree with you.
So what she does is, we went to the pants store together. And we went to the underwear store together. And, of course, in the underwear store, she bought more than just what she wanted to. But that's fine. That's her prerogative.
Well, no, I did not. I bought exactly what I went in there to buy. I needed some working out clothes, and they had some there.
But on the way out, you stopped and you were on that back wall. You looked at every piece of clothing they had there.
They had one navy blue, one gray, one black in short or long.
They had a
variety of six, which I looked at.
I'm not talking about the workout stuff. I'm talking
about... That's all I bought.
No, that's all you bought, but that's not all you looked at.
Did my eyes glance at something as I walked by?
Yes.
Did you purchase blinders for myself as I walked through the store?
All right, so listen.
So we get done to the second store, and she says to me, and this was very gracious, she said, listen, I'm going to go to the vitamin store, and I'm going to get
those vitamin stuff. Who was I buying stuff for in there?
To get my vitamins. She goes, I'm going to go to the vitamin store. I'm going to go to the place to get the silverware. Why don't you get the car and pull it around out front? So, I check her out when she's leaving the vitamin store. Now, by this time, I've gotten the car, and I see her. She's leaving the vitamin store.
So we're in, not an indoor mall. We're in a strip mall.
Now we're in a strip mall.
Okay.
And now she's pissed, because I can tell she's leaving the vitamin store. She goes in. I see her go into the store where she needs to buy some forks. She comes out of that store. She's pissed.
Because, again, they say, oh, there's a 20% discount. I said, fine, good. I thought, you know, President's Day sale.
Right.
Then they say, after they're ringing it up with the 20%, just fill this out. I didn't want to fill it out. If they had asked me ahead of time, do you want to fill it out for your 20% discount on, like, a $10 purchase? It wasn't like it was saving giant money. So I could get more junk mail, I would have said no. But they hadn't said that.
If there was
so
a company.
I had to fill out that stuff because I've already got the 20% discount, then I have to go back next door to the vitamin store and get the vitamins that I didn't buy in the first place because the people were filling out their credit history to join their stupid club. I was very aggravated with all the commercials at the, and then I was talking to a man in the silverware store who said, well, my wife is good with coupons. You save a lot.
See why I'm asking when that period's going to end?
And I didn't say this to him, but I'm thinking, I wonder if you save money or you buy a lot of junk you don't need because you have coupons for it.
Listen, everybody that was shopping was a dick this weekend, and the biggest dicks were the people who were working behind the counters.
No, it's not their fault. I mean, it's this company policy, but I really wish that the companies would get it through their head that not everybody likes this coupon when you're checking out thing.
The people were nice.
It was a fine experience.
I was going to attempt to say
good luck, Mike.
That what they ought to do, what somebody ought to do is advertise against it. Counter-advertise.
So, I said the same thing to him in the car. I would go to a store, and I do know of stores, but they're all the high-priced stores, where you aren't bothered with that. Although the high-priced store, I mean, I get a phone call the other day that there's a sale going on at a high-priced store at some makeup counter, so they bother you right at home. They call you up, Frida, how are you doing? Just wanted you to know that we're having a special, like that, my best.
What did I tell you?
Right.
All right, honey.
Okay.
All right, love you.
And of course, I was in a little bit of a cranky mood anyway because of the person waiting in the car.
Wait. Why are you in a cranky mood because of the person waiting in the car?
Because really, I think that we've been spending too much time together. I think that we should shop solo. We went out, we had dinner, lovely dinner. Dining together.
Can I win with her? Wasn't it just like a month ago that she said we spend no time together? You live your life, I live my life.
Yeah. Right. And then I can live in my own little fantasy life that I'm not reminded why I don't like shopping with you. But I like dining with you.
Why do you not like shopping with me?
Impatient. You're so impatient.
Because you can't go in a store. Honey, you can't go in the store and just buy what you're going to say you're going to buy.
That's exactly what I did in that underwear store, and you're telling me that I looked at stuff as I walked by it?
All right, let me just give you the visual, Mike.
Okay.
She's got the stuff that she's going to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, I've been standing there for 10 minutes. Real easy. Go to the rack. Underpants. I got two bags of them. Socks. I got a bag of socks.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me interrupt a second. You don't know how easy you have it as a man because you know your waist and you know your length and you know the pants fit.
Okay, now.
Every female pair of pants fits differently. You can't do waist and length and just walk out with your khakis if you're a female.
All right, here's the deal. So she gets the stuff that she wants, which is on the back wall of the store.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm just standing up front at the register waiting for her. And as she's, now I'm going to do Frida, walking from the back of the store to the front. Here she is. It's like this.
Oh, that's nice.
Take it off the rack. Look at it. No, don't want it. Put it back. Start to walk again. Oh, distracted. See something else. Oh, look at that. Oh, that's pretty. That's,
You know what? Hey, darling.
Don't need that. Yeah, honey.
In answer to your earlier question,
yeah.
I'd give that string about 3 or 4 more weeks.
Come on, honey. Come
no,
on.
I
really,
can't.
You can't go in a store. It's impossible for you to go in a store and just buy what you say you're going to buy. But it's all right. It's not you.
In a month, and we'll see.
It's not you, honey. It's the entire female species.
Mm-hmm.
Species. It's the entire female genre. But I love you anyway.
Okay, I'll talk to you later then.
Come on, I love you anyway. How about some love?
I love you too.
Come on. You
all
do.
Right, bye-bye.
You do. You're madly in love with me.
Yeah, I can't live without you.
You are.
Yeah. Okay.
But wait now, hold on. Didn't we have a good time at dinner Saturday night?
Didn't I say that?
Yeah.
I said we just shouldn't shop together.
And why shouldn't we shop together? Because the only problem when we were shopping together...
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you enjoy shopping with me? Not really. Do I enjoy shopping with you? Not especially. But we enjoy dining together, so that's what we'll do.
That's good in a marriage when you enjoy dining together.
But we're agreed, though, that the people at the stores are pissing both of us off.
Not the people, the companies.
You know, and I include myself in that, and you guys are absolutely right. And somebody ought to, like, reach in there and say, we don't waste your time. When you want to, somebody ought to advertise for speedy checkout. Because nobody gives a crap about that anymore, and I agree with both of you. You're absolutely right.
No, it's like you have a human commercial everywhere now when you're checking out.
I agree.
You're right, honey.
All right. Goodbye, sweetie pie.
All right, I love you.
Love you, too.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Rob just came up with a great new bumper. Making men crave marriage, the Don and Mike show.
I don't know how many guys are going to be running out getting married today after listening to this show today.
Well, she's all wound up.
Yeah, but she's right about that. Yeah, I mean, because you've said that before.
No, and I've said that before.
That is just, where did it happen? Because now... Everybody. It started at bookstores.
Uh-huh.
Bookstores are the ones that started this crap.
Yeah, they're pissers.
Like to join our book club?
Yeah.
Would you like to join? And you know what? It's one thing if they say, join our book club and get a discount. It's another one they say, would you like to, every time you make a purchase, you can get points. Points will be put towards a gift certificate of a discount.
It's just crap.
Yeah, and the one thing Frida was right about is that once they get your name and address, then they put you on the mailing list. And then she got mad at me when I said, well, why don't you just give them a fake name and address? And she said... Well, they've got my name from the credit card. And I said, well, then, like, put your name and put the North Pole.
Right.
You know, Santa Claus Lane, North Pole.
Right.
And then it started all up again. I like your idea. F with it
a little bit.
Yeah,
right.
F with it. Yeah, do something to really screw their system up.
I mean, I know that they've got your name from the credit card you're using, but put 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C.
Yeah. I'm firmly convinced of this time of year in this part of the country, everybody's pretty much this close to killing each other anyway.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Just really pure anarchy. I mean, just people start, you know, gladiator stuff right out in the middle of the street.
I think so. We had a big one today with Charlie Broyle on the phone. Sorry about that, Chuck.
That's all right, Don.
My God.
A little tiff?
How embarrassing is this? Now, listen, my wife is trying to do something nice for me, okay? I want to preface this by saying she's trying to do me a favor.
All right.
Now, I haven't made a big deal about it, but for the last month... I've been going to see a nutritionist, working my ass off with the trainer.
Good for you.
And I'm on this, you know, eating plan. So we're trying to figure out what I'm going to do when we go to Reno.
Mm-hmm.
So I got one day a week I can eat and drink and do anything I want. The rest of the time, strict regimen.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, why don't we call the airline and get you, like, the veggie, no-fat meal?
Okay.
And I said, great. So I called Charlie Broyhill last night. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Step up and give me a hand on this. I called him last night and I say, hey, I need the flight information. So he gives me the information. He gives me the number of the travel agent and he gives me the flight numbers. I'm just sitting around today, watching The White Shadow, minding my own business. God, I love that show, The White Shadow.
What's the name of that guy that played The White Shadow?
Ken Howard. 10 a.m. ESPN Classic. Watch it every day. So I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden she comes back and she says, well, I tried to do you a favor, and she takes the paper and she throws it at me. She goes, there you go. You're not flying on whatever airline it is that she said. And I said, I never told you that I was flying. There's not an airline written down on the piece of paper. I said, Charlie gave me the name of the travel agent and the flight numbers. I said, call Charlie. And she goes storming out of the room. And then I realized, well, now wait, I've got to oversee this conversation. So I walk into the kitchen.
Well, they get along famously, though.
They do, but remember, I walk into what, Charlie? What?
She's not a big fan of our communication. She thinks we leave a lot of things out.
Right, so she picks up the phone, and I hear her screaming at Charlie, saying, as soon as I walk in the kitchen, I hear her say, well, that's not what he told me. Oh, really? And at this point, Frida's holding the phone, and Charlie's on the other end. And I'm saying to Frida, what's Charlie saying? And she's put her hand up and she goes, just shut up. Just shut up. I'm handling this, okay? Just shut up. I know he's not the best at details. I know. Okay. Well, and I said, and I'm saying to Frida while this is going on, hey, all I gave you was the information that Charlie gave me. I wrote down the flight numbers. I wrote down the travel agency number. And she turned around and she goes, again, just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. She goes back to Charlie. Now, was she civil with you?
Yeah, she was very pleasant.
She was civil. Okay, so she
never knew she had this problem.
So she hangs up the phone, and she turns to me, and she takes the piece of paper with the information, and she goes, well, do it yourself. She throws it in the trash.
So did you get your specialty mail?
Yeah, she did it for me. She did it for me because Charlie found out what airline.
What are you going to be eating?
Good for you food.
Like vegetable food?
Yeah.
All vegetarian?
I think so.
Wow.
I think so.
Excellent. Very good. Yeah. Well, where has my travel partner gone?
Sorry.
Just kidding.
Sorry.
It doesn't matter. Like, I care what you eat.
Sorry. So,
I care what you drink.
You know, she,
don't worry about that.
Don't worry about that.
No, I might not be doing that.
Friday. Oh, what did you just tell me about in the limo?
No, I might be going to the Rob Spiewak School of Flying.
Okay, well,
Rob was so happy with that.
I got some pills.
Yeah, I got some tranquilizers. Okay, yeah. I'm not talking about for the flight down.
Okay.
I'm talking about for Friday night.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
Your car ride.
Hello.
Just a couple things. I never say shut up. You're not eating vegetarian, you're eating low-cal. And the travel agency number that you wrote down was incorrect, so I called a historical society instead.
The number that I wrote down was the exact number that Charlie gave me.
Well, you know, we'll never know because you got mixed up when I was just going to try and get the number from Charlie, but you had to come in, and I didn't want to call the Historical Society. Didn't do me a lot of good with getting your airline meal.
What kind of locale meals does the Historical Society offer?
Don't you think
they were very unhelpful.
Don't you think that there's a chance that Charlie could have given me the wrong number?
I bet I know what happened. Did you write down an 800 number or 888?
888.
800, he wrote.
No, I wrote 888.
Well, we can look at the paper, whatever. It was incorrect what you wrote.
Most
down.
Of the locale meals from the Historical Society are past their expiration.
Hi, Charlie.
Charlie.
Okay, thanks both. Thanks, Charlie. Thank you for that. I was just trying to get a little joke out about the Historical Society, but you're kissing Frida's ass. Excuse me.
Charlie said to me last night, here's the 800 number.
I thought that was a funny joke. Historical Society past the expiration date. Excuse me. I wanted the world to hear that. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. You sat here very nicely. Thank you very much. But go ahead, Charlie.
You should move into our house, Mike. You'd fit right in.
I would.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Goodbye.
So we had a barn burner, you know. And I said there, you know, let's not have our arguments in front of the help.
In front of the help. He's a French maid.
I argue with Broyhill on the telephone in the middle of all of it. And I said, isn't it possible she hung up the phone with him? I said, isn't it possible that Charlie maybe gave me the wrong phone number?
Right.
And then I got the lecture about, right, you two guys, how many times have I been in the middle of conversations with you and Charlie where you're sure Charlie said one thing and Charlie sure you said the other thing, and you two guys both talk, you talk to together, and then there's two different stories.
Right.
I got the whole lecture.
Well.
The whole lecture.
You'll get your meal on that goddamn biplane we're flying out to Dallas.
Is it not a real plane?
No, it's a real plane. Built somewhere in the 60s.
All right.
Yeah, which is just great. I need tranquilizers.
All right. Well, Robbie, can you get Mike some tranquilizers?
We can't have any of mine, but when you get yours, you won't care.
Right.
You'll want to be on a biplane.
Good.
All right. I'm working on that.
And you're drinking with me Friday, right?
Rob, is that possible? Can I do that?
What?
Oh. Can I do the thing Thursday? Listen to me. I'm turning into Elvis Presley. I'm just going to say, Drifter. Yes, Mike. Yes, within 12 hours after taking your major tranquilizers, go ahead and have a few cocktails. I'm planning on it.
It's a six-hour flight with the pills. I don't know how long the flight itself is, but you'll be clear like 6 hours after.
Clear. We'll be clear. Thank you, Dr. Nick.
Right.
Don, I'm working the whole thing out. We all have our own stuff. One of the reasons I'm not doing the hooch on the way out is because I gotta low key that. I just want to have that Friday, time for that.
Right.
Because it's a weight issue.
Well, me too. You know, and I'm not drinking before the flight, but I hope that we're drinking on Friday like we've already discussed in the office.
Heavily?
Yes,
of course.
I think so.
Well, we want to say hi to all our Reno and Tahoe fans.
I think so.
I think
we decided that the heavy drinking will start immediately after the radio show.
Yeah, it could be foolish and continue up until showtime.
Very good.
As we stagger out on the stage at the Heroes of Lake Tahoe.
Very good. We wouldn't be the first drunks to ever take the stage at Tahoe.
Dean, Sammy, Jerry.
It's a tradition.
They were all doing that.
Right.
Okay. It's going to be a great trip.
All right. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. And Charlie will be in charge of our beverages for the cart ride from Reno to Lake Tahoe on Friday afternoon.
And you'll get your specialty meal on the plane, and Orville and Wilbur will fly the plane.
That's because I'm the help.
That's right. Don't argue in front of the help. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Yeah, I hate to tell you this, but my fantasy's ruined now.
What fantasy is that?
Well, I always used to rub one out when Frida was on.
Yeah.
But now it's just not doing it for me. I hear that, the constant whining that you probably have to go through. Man.
Hey, listen, I'm telling you, she is having an unscheduled period right now.
Listen on you. You don't hear your wife like that.
No. Listen, I love her more than anything. She's the sweetest person I know, the kindest person I know. But I'm telling you, right now, she's driving me freaking crazy.
Yeah.
She did all weekend.
Well, I need some new material to rub something out to you now, Don.
I recommend sticking through the whole show and waiting till Buzz's newscast. That might do it for you, the dulcet tones of Buzz Burbank, known to enthrall women and men alike.
All right, thank you, Mike.
Hey, wait, Don.
What?
Hey, I'm in Reno. Can I play strip trivia, please, please, please?
No, because we're going to have the calls for that a little later. Thank you, though. Thank you for reminding me.
Thank you.
We got a break.
Okay.
Please, everybody, time out. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Are you going to sing and dance with him?
I'm going to do the chants. We have a chants national anthem.
Okay.
Ready? Stand up, chants. Okay?
Come on, Don.
Okay. I wrote this song myself. This is a good boy. This is a nice boy. This is a happy boy. This is a chancy man. The little chancy man. How we love the chancy man. The chancy man. We love his little nosy and we love his little poses. And that is why we love the chancy man. The chancy man. Ba, 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 ba.
Dogs love cheese, and people love the Don and Mike Show.
We love the Chancy Man.
That audience really went wild. I bet it was an audience full of therapists.
That's really crazy. Oh, my God, we're looking at 20 years worth of bills from the Zygers.
The little Chancy Man as he's sitting on a shrink couch until he's 60.
Wearing his little baby suspenders. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Rob from Sacramento.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, my friend.
Hey, I had a celebrity sighting last Saturday up in Las Vegas.
Really? Was it anybody we care about?
Yes, I think so.
Who was it?
How about Kevin James?
Kevin James. Huh? He loves Vegas.
He spent all his time in Las Vegas.
I was there with my wife celebrating the 20th year anniversary, and I saw him at the Bellagio, and I told him, hey, shook his hand, and I said, listen to Don and Mike, and he just kind of like, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah, well, that's right. We're very tight with him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to talk to Buzz about his great gig that he had going on Sunday night, talking about marijuana late Sunday night.
Oh, on the Washington Weekly, you must be.
Oh, your show, Capital Gang.
Yeah, Washington Weekly, right?
No, isn't the name of that show Get High with Buzz?
Yeah.
No. That was a working title, but we actually call it the Washington Weekly.
Buzz.
The Doobie Dudes.
With Buzz Burbank.
No, with Blunt Burbank. Oh, is that the topic of your supposed public service show you did this week?
One of our many segments as we address community concerns. Yes,
right. Really?
Through and
who was the guest? Who was the guest? Joe Ardinger?
Yes. Yes, he was, as a matter of fact.
That's a Hal Roach production, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Goodbye.
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 Well, Buzz, I guess Mr. Burbank didn't want to speak further about it.
Thanks for listening.
But yeah, Buzz, you see, at least someone is listening to the public service programming that they want to run on the weekend.
You never know. It runs at so many different times over the weekend, it's bound to hit somebody eventually.
And next week, is it Heroin is Dangerous, Destroying the Myth?
Yes, that's the subject.
Okay. Because I know you're one of the few supporters of that drug. Uh-huh.
And then the following week, our expose on crack.
Crack. It ain't that bad. I'm your host,
Buzz Burbank.
Buzz Burbank. What's all this I hear about heroin?
LSD? A-OK. Welcome to Spotlight on Manassas. I'm Buzz Burbank.
The Washington Weekly.
Each week, your cooking segment with mushrooms.
Hey, don't underestimate that.
Fantastic program.
Don't underestimate the power of mushrooms. Hi, I'm Buzz Burbank. I'm joined this week as I am every week by Joe Ardinger. Hi, Joe.
Hey, man. Buzz, I love your expose last week about common inhalants you can find in stores. It's very informative.
It was very helpful in the program.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I had a celebrity sighting this weekend. I'm a limo driver, and I drove Wayne Brady from that Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Oh, he doesn't count. Come on.
Does he count?
No, come on. Real celebrities.
Which one is he on that show?
What's that?
Is he the bald guy?
No, he's the black guy.
Oh, the black guy. I don't like him.
Come on. Whose Line Is It Anyway, please? It's not even a real show.
Goodbye. See you later.
We have news from Greenville. We're still not on in Greenville, South Carolina. And I guess we're not going to be on there because, as we mentioned, our program director now runs 7 radio stations there.
Right, yeah.
But this is from the Greenville Spartanburg Business Journal.
Ah, yes.
Great.
I subscribe to that.
Well, let me see. 1 month after entering the Greenville market, Radio 1 is saying goodbye. Cox Broadcasting acquired WPEK-FM. And 2 stations, blah, 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 blah. The day following the sale, WPEK canceled the Upstate's #1 rated radio show, The Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike will be a big blow to the Peak because that's the only show that made money for the station, says Jackie Delgado, senior media buyer for Impressions Media Services.
It's a heavyweight right there.
Yeah. Don and Mike was the only thing on WPEK.
Well, that's nice to hear.
So, let me see. Blah, blah, blah. According to an industry source, Cox Radio pulled Don and Mike off the air after the radio duo made on-air comments about their monthly contract.
That is such a lie. We made comments once we found out we were going to be canned anyway.
And listen, Westwood One is a cheap-ass organization, but we don't have monthly contracts with our radio station.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's too bad. You know, I really do feel bad for not being on there simply because there's so many people that enjoyed listening to the show. I mean, they're the ones that made us #1.
Right, but you know what? Thank God they're not with us today. It would be all Dale Earnhardt all the time.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, it would have been that first hour times 4.
Mm-hmm.
Rob also, on an affiliate note, passes along this. You know, he writes down all of our bets.
Right.
And keeps them on a wall in his office. And you and I agreed. We didn't bet with anybody, but we both agreed that we would be canceled in Fargo by the 20th of February, which is today.
Less than a month after we signed on.
Yeah, so let's call and see if they're still airing the show.
All for cold. Okay. Fargo.
Hey, Margie. I'm not sure I agree with your police work there, Ed.
Let's see. KVMI.
This is my deal here, Wade.
96.7 FM. It'll be a pleasant surprise. They're still running it, but both you and I were convinced that they would cancel the show.
Go Radio 96.7.
Yes, hello. Are you still airing the Don and Mike Show?
The Don and Mike Show is on right now, I believe.
What do you mean you believe?
I'm not listening to it.
What do you do there?
This is what I love about our affiliates. Hi, listen, this is Don and Mike. I should have told you that. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, we were wondering if you were still airing our show.
Can you hang on a second?
Yeah, will you go check for us?
And hi, how are you doing? Nice to see you, too.
Apparently he's gone.
Wow. They're on now, I believe. I'm not listening to it. Thanks a lot.
God,
some guy in a parka.
Okay. Let me see what is that.
God.
96.7.
Uh-huh.
KVMI.
Well, your bet with nobody could be correct because there's still a couple hours left in the show.
Oh, well, we're not going to do anything to piss off Fargo in the next couple hours.
I don't know. This
they might
back
you
on. I don't like this
guy
at all.
See?
February.
Oh, it was the 10th of February.
Yeah.
So was it? Why'd you give it to me today?
Because I was just cleaning up the bets, and I noticed that it had come
due. Oh, then we've already won the bet.
Oh.
Which, I mean, we lost the bet.
So we can go ahead and make war with this guy right now.
Oh, no. Let's just see what he has to say.
Okay. I just got off to the wrong on the wrong foot.
Hey, this is Jay.
Jay, can we talk to the other guy?
He's not around. Who are you talking to?
We're talking to some guy that picked up the phone.
Whoever the dingleberry is, it's on the front switchboard.
We're just double-checking to make sure our show is on the air, though.
You're talking to the program director. Yeah, you're on, baby.
That was the program.
I'm the PD, yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're the pro. Who's the guy that picked up the phone?
I couldn't tell you. I'm back in my office.
He made a point of saying he wasn't listening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Is there any chance you can fire him?
I'll do that right away, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are rocking up here in Fargo. We love you.
All right, thank you.
All right, guys.
We've always wanted to be on up there, and we're glad to be on. Show is causing some stir.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Good.
Beautiful.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, well, Mike, you and I both lose that bet.
He sounds way too radio for Fargo.
We're still,
Yeah. Hey, you're still on. Doing great.
Well, don't you remember that guy? He's one of those guys that's on his way down. Remember when we talked to him? Don't you remember when we called the PD up? He said,
right. Hey, I'll do a show like you guys. I used to work at Zeta 4 in Miami. There we go. Yeah. I'll fire him right now.
I mean, it's a big tumble from Miami to Fargo.
Well, it depends if you like Fargo. I mean, and who doesn't?
Isn't that the tool that bought the radio station? Because they wouldn't let him talk what he wanted to in Miami. So I said, yeah, man, we bought a radio station.
That's right.
Rob, that's an affiliate. Don't call him a tool.
Did I say tool? I meant to say gentleman.
Yeah, the affiliate tool.
That's cool.
The AT, the PD of the AT. All right, well, they're still running the show, so both you and I are big losers in that. But
he's the CITIC. CTIC.
What's that?
Chief Tool in Charge.
You are my number one tool.
Yeah.
You're my number one tool.
Hi there. Wouldn't it be great if all our radio stations were run by Jack Palance?
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oh, goodness. What did I do?
You're my number one guy.
I apologize. I just hung up on all the lines. Listen, Robbie.
Yes, yes.
Music. Need music now. Must have music. Now. Got to have some music. Thank you. Not Tetris. No, and not the typewriter song.
Oh, I love the typewriter song.
Yeah, but it's not apropos
for what we're going to do next.
Ding. 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 Oh, I do like the Tetris music. It's not appropriate for what we're doing now.
It's back horrible memories.
Oh, of your hospital stay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You gave me Tetris to play, and I played it.
Russia Game Boy.
To Mike, this is now the colon song.
Right. Tetris Demerol.
Sure didn't make Tetris more fun, though, did it?
Oh, yeah. I was terrible at it after the Demerol.
Dude. All right, let me try this one out.
Good looking.
Yeah, that's right. What a nice joint this is. Where's the, you got the hand farting songs? And here are the guys. Now just go with the hand farters.
Okay.
They're good. They're the new hot music act on this show. The hand farters.
It's fantastic. It's funny music.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me that one cut we loved.
This is the best one.
The best one?
Number 11.
Gotcha.
Pick to click.
Here it is. Yeah, now this is me. Thank you, Robin.
I'm already laughing. How do you not laugh at this?
Wait till these guys come in to play their hands on the show.
Oh, my God. If you don't laugh. Boy, and wouldn't it be great if they brought the tuba in with them, too? I mean, if you're not laughing at this, you don't have a soul.
Right.
Sorry.
These are two guys. You know how you do the hand farts?
Yeah. Right.
These are two guys that are actually doing that thing with their hands. Okay, now. Perfect music. Thank you, Robbie. We're sending Rob Speed Bump to New York tomorrow. He's going to be covering the Sopranos premiere.
They're finally going to be back on the air in March.
Yay. Yes, now, here's what HBO came up with today, as a matter of fact. It's last minute, and I'm sorry this contest is only for those people listening in the D.C., Baltimore area, okay? Because you're going to have to physically come here to the radio station either tonight or tomorrow morning to pick up this stuff.
Good.
Here's what we have. We have three pairs.
How many?
Three pairs.
How many pairs?
Three pairs of passes for the Sopranos premiere party.
Great, great prize. Mm.
Tomorrow night at Radio City Music Hall, and you get to see the first two episodes of The Sopranos.
Fantastic.
Now, there's all kinds of stuff that I've been asked to say, because this radio station sucks. For instance, we can't afford a hotel room. So it's a one-day trip, meaning that you take the train up in the afternoon, and as soon as the show is over, you take the train back. But I've been assured that trains run until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So,
that's good.
I know.
I'm not going to say anything. I want this to be a success.
Listen,
that is horrible.
It sucks.
That is so horrible to tell people the trains run until 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, you might be able to get to Hoboken.
No.
Get back here.
According to Tammy, you can catch a train from Grand Central Station that leaves at 2 a.m. and will get you back to Union Station in D.C. at 5 a.m.
Okay. Well, that's no problem.
Right?
Hey, a prize is a prize is a prize. Right. We never look a gift horse in the mouth on this.
No, we don't. And we want to thank the people at Amtrak with daily hourly service between Washington and New York City.
That's terrific.
So, now keep in mind that there is no hotel.
Uh-huh. Right. Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
If in the event somebody wanted to pop for a hotel room when they were up there, could they come back the next day?
I don't think so.
It was just a legitimate question. One day, if somebody wanted to make a night of it, I mean, if you had the pass to the show and the big party, I mean, that would be.
I don't think so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I think they're like one day pass only.
Promotion.
Hi, Tammy. It's us.
Hi.
And Mike just had a question.
Yeah, Tammy. My question was, if somebody won this trip up to New York and wanted to stay at a hotel and pop for it themselves, would they be able to get the return train the following day?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, they can stay for an entire year because they've got a year to return on the return ticket.
Wonderful. Right. Well, that's terrific.
Okay. It's not one day.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
So if you'd like to win this prize and, you know, pay $200 for a hotel room.
Right.
You know, you're on your own.
Sure.
Unless you stay at the crap place the WAW puts us up at.
Right.
Which is way less than $200 a night.
Yeah, you probably get that for $165.
All right, now also, there's more rules to this goddamn contest than you'll ever believe.
Oh, boy.
All right. I had a meeting with them today. I said, I'd love to do the Highway Love Connection. To have strangers meet.
Right.
And have them go to New York tomorrow for the Sopranos party. Okay. It was brought to my attention that every time we do the Highway Love Connection, we get like a girl on the side of the road, and she says, oh, I'd love to go on the date with a guy, and then it turns out the girl is married,
mm-hmm.
and she really wants to go out with a husband, and the guy is always screwed.
Right.
So, we do the Highway Love Connection today. Both the male and the female must show up here at the radio station
and prove their singleness.
Well, they must each show up to pick up the ticket.
Very good.
Okay? Uh-huh. Because the Highway Love Connection is for strangers. So, hey, Broyo, have I covered everything now? I mean, I had an intensive debriefing before the show today about this contest.
Rob, do they serve food at this thing? At the party?
No.
Okay, you better budget for that, too.
Have I covered everything?
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong mic.
Okay, that's the wrong mic.
Yes, you have.
Okay, so I've covered it.
Yes.
That it's a cheap-ass promotion, that we are only supplying train tickets And tickets to the Sopranos party.
Exactly right.
Okay, gotcha. And explain to me the part again about people coming down here.
They have to come down here to prove that they aren't trying to scam us for a ticket.
Good. What are you digging for?
Money.
I just don't think that's fair that we leave people high and dry, and I just want to make that trip a little better.
We don't have to send them at all.
No, I really think... No, I just think to make it a little better. Don, that's my contribution so somebody can really have a good time in New York, okay?
$10, it looks like it's a bit of your duke. I mean, look at this. Look at the shape of this bill.
But that's good U.S. currency right there. It might be a little chewed up, but that's it. Absolutely.
All right.
You going to match it? You going to one-up me?
Double it.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Hey, let me hold on to that. I'll see that the winner gets it.
Are you going to match me?
If you beat me in a hand of poker, I'll pay for the hotel room.
Okay, but I'm not paying if I lose.
If you beat me in a hand of poker, I will pay for the hotel room. One hotel room.
One out of three winners?
He's robbed with the cards.
Somebody will.
But if I lose, I'm not paying. Because I pay for crap all the friggin' time
on this show.
I know.
You have no idea how much behind-the-scenes crap I have to pay for out of my own pocket.
If I win, I will match your contribution there. So now they've got a... That's a fund.
So the listeners win both ways.
Right.
What are you doing, Rob?
Making sure there's no jokers in it. I was pretty sure.
Okay.
All right. Deal, boy.
You want new and improved Joker product.
Deal.
Yeah, five-card draw.
Deal. Do it.
Cut.
Okay, I'm cutting. Christ, this boy's obsessed with the rules.
Well, you don't have to. You can decline the cut.
Four and five.
All right. Boy, I'm torn, because if I just throw the game, the listener will win the hotel room.
Right?
No, I mean, I'm
going to play you straight up.
No, if I lose, I pay for the hotel room.
Right. All right, so I have to beat
you. You have to win.
Okay. Mike?
Rob, give me four.
Thank you.
Don?
I'll take three, please. Three for me.
And roll them.
What do you got there, Donaldo?
Jack 10-9?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I've got a pair of jacks. Listeners are screwed.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right.
I'm very, very sorry.
We're all taking turns being the listener's friend.
You know what?
No, yeah, seriously, the listeners are screwed.
No hotel room.
No, but I'll match that. Now you need another 10?
Throw another 10 in there?
You know what might be nice?
What?
If we gave them this deck of cards to play cards on the train.
Rob, that's a wonderful idea.
No, then we won't have any cards to play cards with here.
No, you pay for stuff all the time. Here's my 10. Throw that in there, and because you pay for stuff all the time, up to... What should be my limit for it? You can get a good hotel room for $250 up there, right?
Sure you can.
One hotel room, put it on me.
Hey!
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
No deck of cards.
That sucks. And you know that kills me to do that. But I mean, it really, because, you know, I don't like doing stuff like that. But that's not, you know, one person ought to be able to stay up there overnight.
All right, so out of the three winners we have, one of them will be very happy.
That's nice.
And the other two will be pissed. What are you doing with my money?
It's our money, and I'm just holding on to it to make sure that the listeners have a good time.
Right on. Well, let Rob hold on to our money.
Oh, that's a mistake.
Here you go, Rob.
Yeah.
Don doesn't trust me with the money, so I'm going to let you hold on to it.
Yeah, hold on to our money, Mike.
All right.
My 20 and your two 10s.
Okay, very good.
Thank you.
I'll take good care of this.
All right, so listen. Now that all of this crap is out of the way, we do have three trips. And, you know, that's an insult to the word trip. But we have three trips to give away to New York.
Right.
One of the trips will include a hotel room paid for by Mike O'Mara.
Wow. Very good.
Now, regardless, all three couples, and they got to be strangers, will be riding the train together to New York from D.C., and we'll be attending the Sopranos party and see the first two episodes tomorrow night at Radio City Music Hall.
Wow.
And no, Rob, there's no time for the train wreck sound effect. Please. Cow on the track. Now listen, here's the deal. If you want to go, we'll take calls from girls only. Girls who are in their automobiles right now, pull your car off to a safe spot on the road and give us a call at 877-365-3636.
That's right.
Now, none of you hoochie cunnies who like lying to us and telling us that you're not married that you don't have a boyfriend, because no, really...
We want single people, and that's what we should have, and don't mess around with it.
Yeah. Really, you're not going to be able to go unless you come down, both of you, tomorrow together to pick up the train tickets and to pick up your invitations for the Sopranos party. Now, this is a last-night deal. I mean, this is a last-moment deal because the party is tomorrow night. So today, tonight's the last night we could possibly give this away.
Absolutely.
So if you are available to take the day off tomorrow, take a train ride to New York with a stranger, and go to the Sopranos party, and then get in the train and come back.
Well, one of you will stay at a lovely hotel, aren't
yes.
we?
And perhaps you can get double beds. I mean,
very good.
Who knows? We haven't even considered that there's strangers going up there together.
Oh, God.
You might have to pay for two rooms, Mike.
Oh, no, I'm not paying for two rooms.
Buzz?
No, I don't think I will be.
Okay.
Thanks. You bet. All right.
He pays for everything, you know.
I know.
I do pay for an S-load of stuff, man.
And one really hotel room in New York, you know.
Yeah. What if we put a limit on it? What do you mean?
Well, no, like a limit on ceiling. I mean, you know, if it was a ceiling, you know, where you wouldn't have to pay, like, too much.
I really don't feel at liberty to spend that much money.
Okay. Right, Buzz, because you don't make anything here. Because you're doing the show for free. You're doing the show just to do your marijuana show on the weekend, right?
Well,
you're doing
yes.
it just for free. Okay, well, yes. All right.
All right.
I'll buy the other room.
No, you won't. No.
Yes, I will.
No.
I'll match you.
No.
I'll match you.
All right.
I'll match you for the room.
All right, so we're...
For the second room.
All right, so one couple, the couple that we deem the fittest.
No, both couple. Well, no, that's right.
Because one couple will have to have two rooms.
Yes, right. Absolutely. Buzz, feel free, you know, if the peer pressure is getting to you, feel free to jump in any moment here. You know, being a man who owns his own home and has a luxurious car, you know, thanks to the wonderful people that support the show.
Yes.
Feel free to jump in at any moment and say, hey, I'd like to buy a room too.
Okay. Can we browbeat any of the salespeople here? Like the management, I mean, not the salespeople, obviously, but...
I don't know if I even want them involved.
No, because you know what?
Yeah.
You know what that would be here? That would be the great peeing contest.
Yeah, they'll F it up. It's best. We'll just pick whichever couple we like.
One couple will get two rooms.
Yes.
Yeah, and that'll be it.
And the other two couples, they'll just take the train back tomorrow night. And, you know, tough ski-esky. That's the best
absolutely.
We can do.
Absolutely.
Don't
good.
Complain to me or Mike. Complain to Buzz.
Yes. Right.
Because he won't buy a hotel room.
That's right.
Won't buy a
that's
room.
That's right. He's standing by his guns. He digs his heels in on certain things.
If you're a girl and you'd like to go to New York with a stranger to the Sopranos party, now, call us from your cell phone in your car. And you know how the game works? You tell us where you're located. You tell us what type of guy you're looking for. We give your information out. And you pick the guy you want to go to New York with.
Magical things happen on the Highway Love Connection.
So call us right now at 877-365-3636. We'll be back with your calls for the Sopranos' last-minute trip to New York right after this.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show. Rude and Rude. Hey. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was just listening, and I'm married, so I can't participate in your contest you're having right now.
Right.
But I was thinking, since you guys were doing the right thing and pitching for the rooms, that...
Two of us are.
Right. Well, the girls could stay in one room, and the guys could stay in another, so nobody would have to take the train back right away.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, the girls could room together.
And, you know, depending on how they feel about it.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Well,
thank you, honey.
Thank you, man.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Anything you'd like to say to Buzz?
Oh, she's gone. Doggone it.
She's gone. Okay, let's start the contest. Here's our first girl, and her name is Kat.
Meow.
Hello, Kat.
Hello.
Hi. May I call you Puzzy?
I've called it before.
Puzzy, my Puzzy Cat.
Oh, nice little Fuzzy Cat.
Hi, Kat, where are you from?
I just moved to D.C., actually.
All right, beautiful. And I can ask a little about you. How old are you, Kat?
34.
34? Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
What do you do?
I'm in sales.
Celebrity you think you most resemble?
I'm sorry?
The celebrity you think you most resemble?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I mean...
Yeah, has anyone ever told you you look like somebody?
Yeah, another person, but not a celebrity.
All right, well, then describe yourself to us, please.
Well, I'm very nervous right now.
That's all right. Take your time. You're among friends.
Don't be nervous, honey.
about 5'3", and dark hair. I'm half Filipino.
Filipino.
Wow. An exotic Asian mix.
Do you consider yourself to be a hottie?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't think so.
Would you think you're a pig?
No.
All right. We're just trying to get a mental picture for the guys listening.
Right.
And how would you feel about going to New York just for, you know, up and back with a stranger to go to the Sopranos party?
Yeah, it sounds like an interesting proposition. I like the previous caller's suggestion, though, about bunking with the girls bunking together.
Well, that's good. If the next girl that wins, you know, goes along with that, we'd have two people that could share, you know, one of the hotel rooms.
Right. And just for the record, who do you have to thank for the hotel rooms?
I'm sorry?
Who do you have to thank for the hotel rooms?
Don and Mike.
And who don't you thank for the hotel room?
I don't know. Is this a trick question?
No, I don't know. I was thinking that if we had one more hotel room,
yeah,
that we could conceivably have three girls bunk together, and then it'd be like a chaperone, so there'd be no funny business. No. You'd have three girls in a room and three guys in a room. Get a little pull-out cot.
No, we only need two rooms, though.
Oh, we're only giving away two?
Well, yeah, if they got the room I'm paying for, the room you're paying for.
So we've got two pairs of tickets.
No, we have three pairs of tickets. You just cram three girls into one room and three girls into another room.
It'll be like a...
You mean three guys into another room.
Yeah, that's what... Right. What did I say?
Right. Yeah, all right, that's right.
See, yeah, three yeah. girls in one room and yeah. three guys in the other room.
So there's no need for another hotel room. Okay, right. All right.
Unless someone was feeling generous.
Uh-huh.
Right, he's not going to bite on that.
If that happens, I'll let you know.
He ain't going to bite on that. All right, Kat, what are you looking for in a fella?
Oh, my goodness. Just a decent guy, I guess.
Okay, well, that lets out a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. And the Kat, you're...
that's the frightening thing, yeah.
So you're half Filipino.
Yes.
And what's the other half?
White bread.
White bread.
Half Filipino, half white bread.
All right.
Interesting cocktail.
Absolutely.
And, Kat, exactly where are you located right now?
Well, I was on 495, and I pulled off at the next exit, which was New Hampshire. And I followed that down until I got to a pretty crowded place. I'm at the Safeway on New Hampshire, and I don't know what the other is. I think it's University.
All right. That's right off the Beltway. I know exactly where that is. The Safeway right off New Hampshire Avenue and University Boulevard.
You shop at that Safeway, don't you?
I've been to that Safeway. I swear to God I have. And what kind of car are you driving, Kat, so guys will know you?
A silver Grand Prix.
A silver Grand Prix. And where are you parked in the parking lot?
Right near the road. I guess near the bus stop.
Near the bus stop. All right, beautiful. Here's what we're going to do, Kat. We're going to give you 60 seconds now to sell yourself. Say, hey, guys, you know, I'm Kat, and this is why you should take me to New York for the night.
Time for all the guys to go cat hunting.
And we'll stop you after 60 seconds, but for 60 seconds, you're on your own, okay?
Well, you know, I'm a little too nervous for this. I think I may just end up backing out. I apologize.
I don't do this
blind date thing.
All right, well, then what the hell did you call for?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm just feeling brave, I guess.
Well, come on, Kat, why'd you call, honey?
Well, I mean, I thought it would be fun, but I don't want to sell myself.
All right, okay.
Okay, perhaps sell the self was too strong a term.
You know, when we say sell yourself, it's just like you say, hey, I'm, you know, who I am, and this is what I like in a guy, and that's what it normally is. Have you heard the show before? Are you new to the area? Have you ever listened to our show? Have you heard Highway Love Connection?
I mean, how else is a guy supposed to come find you if he doesn't hear something that he likes?
Right. Well, I guess you're right.
We certainly wouldn't want you to do anything you don't want to do.
Right, and I'm a big girl, so...
Well, good then. Your 60 seconds starts...
Okay.
Now, mainly, when I say sell yourself, honey, I mean, you know, give out your location. Tell the guys where you are, what kind of car you're in. I'll lock your doors, of course. And, you know, tell them what you're looking for. And then you describe the guys to us that come up, and you pick out the one that you like the best.
Okay. Oh,
all
I
right.
get to do that. I get to pick then.
Yes, you get to pick.
Of course you get to pick. And if you don't like the guy that comes up there, you don't have to go out with him.
Okay, that sounds awesome.
So you can wait.
Christ, how easy can we make this for you? Okay, Kat, here's your 60 seconds.
No, don't forget, give that location, please.
Okay, I am at the Safeway parking lot on University and New Hampshire. I'm 34 years old. I
am a nice, decent person looking for the same thing, I guess. Not looking for anything serious, but just looking for companionship.
That's great. You're halfway there. Why don't you give your location, Kat?
University in New Hampshire at the Safeway parking lot.
And what do you like to do?
I like to play tennis, read, golf.
Mm. What kind of car are you in, honey?
Silver Grand Prix.
Silver Grand Prix. And again, you would you don't consider yourself to be a hottie, but you don't consider yourself to be a pig?
Right.
All right. So you're a good, solid, average-looking woman.
Oh, I guess so. I guess you'll have to see for yourself.
All right. Well, there's the 60 seconds on Kat.
That's the enthusiastic Kat.
Well, I'll give her this. She's nervous.
She's nervous, and she, you know, she hung in there with us, so that's good.
We appreciate that, Kat. Now comes the fun part. Because now you sit in your car, as I mentioned, lock your doors.
Now it's the Kat Candy Store.
And now you wait for the guys to show.
All righty.
At the Safeway on University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue.
See who wants to play in your litter box.
Well, God.
Just kidding. That's just a joke, Kat. I
wish I would have picked a better location because I'm not that familiar. It looks kind of seedy around here. So,
well, Kat, you know that 60 seconds has just gone out over the airwaves, so you have to give it a little time.
Yeah, they don't trust us. They have us on a very long delay.
Oh, okay.
So don't feel bad if a guy doesn't, you know, come screeching in there immediately.
Yeah, and Kat, there's no need to be nervous. You're among friends here.
Mm, my goodness.
It'll be fine. It took a lot of courage. It took a lot of courage to call. We know that.
It took a lot of letter writing, Mike.
A lot of letter writing. But we've got all your information down because we recorded it also.
Oh, all right, any sign of a guy yet, Kat?
Not yet.
Not yet. Do you see people coming in? Is the Safeway still open? Is it still in business?
Yeah, it sure is.
It sure is.
Pretty active.
Well, that's
terrific. I was just in Bethesda. I think I would have gotten more takers there.
All right, hold on, Kat. I'll come back to you.
You hang in there, Kat.
All right.
I'm going to leave you in play. Hold on a second, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
She was
a
cool Don. Kid. He's at the one on New Hampshire Avenue and Palomino Road.
How do you know that?
I knew that.
Are you looking at her now?
No. I'm at work.
Oh, Dennis, so she's giving out the wrong address?
Yeah, it's Palomino Road in New Hampshire Avenue.
Well, isn't that by Beltsville then?
No. It's in Silver Spring in Hillendale.
All right, hold on. Let me ask.
Nowhere near Beltsville. It's actually short of Beltsville, right?
Yeah.
Well, isn't Powder Mill Road in Beltsville?
Yeah, Powder Mill Road is a long road.
All right.
What road is this right here?
What, Kat?
I'm just checking the address here. What road is this?
Did she find a guy?
Okay. No, it's, I'm at the right address, University in New Hampshire.
I'm wrong again.
Well, Dennis, you know, there are a lot of Safeways.
Oh, I know, but, okay, I'm sorry.
All right, bye, Dennis.
See you later.
Bye, see ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is Mr. MapQuest calling.
There he is. Well, Kat, Dennis was wrong. You apparently did give out the correct location. Shocker. How you doing?
A little bored.
Well, I can not believe guys have not shown up yet. Hold on a second, Kat.
They will.
Push and play in a moment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Dennis is very wrong. She's at the other one. I saw she pulled off the highway off 195 by two cars in front of me. I saw her when she parked. She's kind of cute, but I'm a very married man, so I can't really do anything about it.
Could you help us out and maybe give us the celebrity she most resembles?
Well, I guess Oriental Lucy Liu, maybe. I don't know.
Lucy Liu, wow.
Ain't Lucy Liu an Oriental already?
Yes.
What? He said he's Oriental Lucy Liu, and I said, ain't Lucy Liu an Oriental already?
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, all right.
The thing is, she's probably going to be hard-pressed.
All right, but wait a minute. That changes everything. A Lucy Liu look-alike changes everything. What Kat was doing is what we sometimes tell people to do, which is underselling the way she looks.
All right, hello, who's this? Angela?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, hold on, we got a second player. Angela, hold on a second. I'll come right back to you.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of distance. Now, if it's Margaret Cho.
Oh. Hello? Hey, Kat?
Yes.
You look like Lucy Liu?
Well, Lucy Liu is fully Asian. I'm just half, so.
If you had to make a choice between Lucy Liu and Margaret Cho, who would you look more like?
Oh, my goodness. No, not Margaret Cho. Actually, there is one.
You look like Ann Curry?
Oh, no, I don't believe so.
You look like Connie Chung?
No, 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 no. Do you know that that actress, like a TV actress, I think her name is Mia Long or... No, Mia or something like that.
Rob's coming over here. Brains might know. Hold on.
Here we go. If you're thinking, is the one that's on ER, right?
No.
Yeah, I just watched a Wesley Snipes movie this weekend that's loaded with Chinese and Japanese chicks. That movie, Art of War.
Mm-hmm. And they're all hot.
They're all so hot.
Right.
So doable. And one of them even takes her clothes off in the car with Wesley Snipes when he figures out that she's bugged.
Snipes.
And she has... remember that from his answering machine.
Snipes.
And she has nice tatas, for an Oriental. Generally, they're kind of flat-chested.
Your Orientals.
Oh, God.
Well, they are. How about you, Kat?
I'd rather not comment.
Is there any way we could, get a general idea?
Oh, my goodness. I guess average.
Average, okay, very nice.
Is that average Oriental? or average non-Oriental?
Just average.
Just average. Average, like, cantaloupe?
All right, you don't want to talk about it.
No, I am so embarrassed right now, guys.
Oh, listen, don't be embarrassed.
We're just having fun. Don't take this seriously.
Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put another girl in play. And, Kat, if you'd be nice enough, just stay there.
Yes.
She's in the Safeway, University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. She's waiting for a guy to go to New York with tomorrow for the Sopranos party.
We have an independent eyewitness that says she looks a little like Lucy Liu, who is one of the hottest women in film.
Right. Hold on just a moment, please. Come back to you, Kat. Don't go anywhere. Hello, Angela.
Hi.
Hi, baby. Where are you calling from?
I'm at the Amethyst Station on River Road in Little Falls in Potomac.
Okay. Potomac, also known as North Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Beautiful.
Angela, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. Are you available to go to New York tomorrow?
Yes.
For the Sopranos party? Are you a big Sopranos fan?
Not big, but yeah, I like it.
Okay. And...
My God, what's going on, Angela?
What the hell's that, Angela?
That's the gas station.
It just sounds at the gas station.
Are you filling up?
I was.
All right, Angela, you are 22. What do you do for a living?
I'm a waitress.
Want to tell us where you wait?
DuPont Circle.
A DuPont Circle, okay.
And who's the celebrity you most resemble?
People tell me Christina Ricci. But I don't really think I look like her.
Is that the chick who was the Addams Family?
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely.
Oh.
Also the legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Right.
Yes.
I hope you got more sun than she does.
I do. I'm very cute.
She is.
Do you have sunken eyes?
Not at all.
Doesn't she have sunken eyes?
Yes, she does. Yeah. And you might want to go with a modification on the Christina Ricci.
I'm blonde, blue eyes. I'm voluptuous.
Yeah.
I'm cute. I'm very fun.
All right.
I like hearing that.
Yeah. Okay, and you said you're at a gas station. Give that exact location again, please.
River Road and Little Falls Parkway.
All right, and what kind of gas station is it?
It is an Amoco.
And that's where you're going to hang out now that you're done gassing up?
Yes.
And what kind of car are you in, Angela?
I'm in a white Dodge Spirit.
All right, hold on just a moment. I'm going to give you a second to sell yourself. First, let's check back with Kat. Hi, Kat.
I'm here.
No takers, honey?
Not yet.
Oh, Kat, I wish you were having a better time.
Well, like I said, I don't think I'd pick the best location.
Well, I think if she hangs in there.
I really think
you're going to find somebody.
Hang in there, Kat.
Should I move?
No, you should stay because right now, especially with the way the rush hour traffic is,
regardless of where you are, is there easy access to it?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
You know, regardless of where she is right now, on the Beltway, it's going to be a mess getting to wherever she is. So I think she's probably... Best right there. Do you take the New Hampshire Avenue exit off the Beltway?
Right.
Which way do you go? East, west, north, south, do you know?
South.
All right. So if you're on the Beltway, get off New Hampshire Avenue. Go south.
And when you see the Safeway, you'll see Kat.
All right. Hold on there, Kat. We'll come right back to you. We're going to make this happen for you, baby.
All right.
Going to make it happen for you. Going to open your fortune cookie. It's going to say, you will meet nice guy. Hold on a second, please. You will meet nice guy. Angela.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to give you 60 seconds now to sell yourself. Are you ready?
Yes.
Give your location. She's a fun chick. And
she's a fun chick.
You are on the clock. Go.
Hi, I'm Angela, 22 years old, blonde hair, blue eyes. I'm cute, I'm fun, I love movies. I'm an actor, I perform and I sing, and I'll sing for you.
Oh, sing, yeah.
I like lots of outdoorsy things. You'll have a lot of fun with me. I'm at the Amoco Station on River Road in Little Falls again. We'll go to New York, we'll go to the party, we'll see a show. It'll be fun and exciting, and Rob's laughing at me right now, I can tell.
Well, who is?
Who's laughing at you?
Rob.
Is Rob?
How did you know
that? What do you have, ESP?
How did you know that?
Can I ask you a question, Rob?
I know you guys.
Can I ask you a question? Rob held up a sign that said he estimates you're 280 pounds or more. Is that true?
Not even close.
Wait, Rob wants to say something.
Then I've stopped laughing and I apologize.
You know, that's pretty amazing because I turned the microphones to the off position.
Right.
And all I did was hold up the sign and showed it to Mike that Rob handed me that said fat.
That said fat. Rob, but that was all Rob's doing, Angela.
Right.
Angela, you're still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said,
Rob, you're an ass.
Yes, he is.
I am, but that's my job, and I'm sorry. I hope you can accept my phone.
Angela, we think you're damn hot, and you are at the Amoco Station. That's a problem, stop it. It's in Potomac, and give out the address. Oh, and what kind of car are you in, Angela?
A white Dodge Spirit.
And could you sing the address, since you're a singer? Could you sing the address for us?
Oh,
Angela?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
Oh, come on.
River Road and Little Falls Parkway.
Well, could you sing something for us?
Really? You said you're a singer. You know, if you're a singer, then you always want to sing.
Sing What a Girl Wants.
Ooh, little lung thingy. Are you a smoker?
No.
Okay, I heard a little. All right, can you sing something?
Stars shining bright above you.
Yeah.
She's singing a Mama Cass song.
Yeah.
Just want to point that out. Okay. Hold on a second. All right, you're in play. Hold on, Angela. Hold on. Kat, you had any luck, honey?
Yeah, I've got a gentleman here talking to me.
Do you like him?
If you don't like him, cough once.
Okay, but you went, was that a one cough? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh, so you don't like him. Will you put him on the phone?
Yeah, sure. Hold on.
Great.
Take care.
We're good at this.
Yeah.
Hey, Buster, get lost.
She doesn't like you.
We didn't want to make it awkward for her, so, you know. It's
get lost.
Make way for other guys.
Hey, tell me, though, cough once if she's hot. Cough twice if she's cute. Cough.
He coughed once, that means she's hot.
Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, you lose.
All right, give the phone back to Kat.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Bye.
Poor guy.
Okay.
All right, Kat.
Oh.
Kat, say goodbye. Say goodbye to him.
Now, listen, you didn't like him, right?
We get rid of him for that. That's how we help you, Kat.
Kat, I have a guy who has news about New Hampshire Avenue. Brian.
Yeah.
Hi, Brian. You're on the air.
Hey, there's a big a car overturned on the exit for Route 1 on the Beltway, which is like a mile before the New Hampshire Avenue exit. It's moving at like 5 miles an hour, so it'll take guys a little while to get up there.
Gotcha.
All right.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Hold on a second, please. Charlie, does this mean we don't have to pay?
Okay, what happened?
That? Don't you feel guilty now, Buzz?
Not a bit.
Don't you feel guilty?
No, I feel relieved.
Because the hotel is a freebie.
I feel vindicated, see?
Wait, so do we have rooms for everybody?
Yes, we do.
Hey!
Overnight hotel accommodations are at the Ramada New Yorker.
Hey! Very nice.
Fantastic.
Necessary. You should still feel bad, Buzz.
Yes.
You should feel awful.
That's good news.
And that's courtesy of Travel Partners.
Wow.
Located in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Call them at 301-869-0003 to book travel reservations today.
Good people over there. I like it when people respond like that.
I want to thank them for stepping up.
Yeah.
So everybody gets the rooms.
That's great. Thanks to Travel Partners?
Travel Partners, Gaithersburg, 301-869-0003.
That's terrific.
Okay. Kat, we're up on a break. Have you found anybody yet?
Yeah, actually.
New York tomorrow?
That's right.
Okay, I'm busy tomorrow, but
I hate guys like that.
You know, I'm busy, but the world according to me, but me.
Hey, put him on the phone.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Put him on the phone.
Yeah, Don.
Hello?
Hey, douchebag. If you can't make it tomorrow, why are you stopping there?
She sounded lonely. You guys said,
No, you're stopping because you're selfish.
No, you're a douchebag. Leave her. Yes, you are.
I was honest.
No,
I said, hey,
no, you're just...
No. Get out of here.
It's all about you. Go away.
Get out of here.
It's all about me.
It's all about you.
Get out of here.
Always
anything,
is.
Man.
Listen to me. No ticky, no shirty. Get out of here.
No,
don't drop the S-bomb, you moron.
Oh, man.
All right, here she is.
Jesus. We don't like people playing with our games like that, Kat.
I think he was just nice.
Yeah, of course
you do.
Dick. He's a dick.
Yeah, so listen, I'm not free tomorrow, but I just wanted to come by because me.
All right, Kat, still at the Safeway, New Hampshire Avenue, University Boulevard. You got to hold on during the commercials, please, my love.
All righty.
Okay, thank you.
Angela?
I don't think Kat likes us.
Angela, have you had any luck?
Yeah, there's a guy named Matt here. You want to talk to him?
Hold on, after the break, okay?
Okay.
Hold on, and we still got room for one more girl. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
This is pro wrestler Mankind.
Jack Diamond
is a
horse's ass.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, hold on.
Hey,
I'm dry.
Dry hole.
Dry hole. Dry hole.
Come and enjoy their world famous love act, Don Geronimo and Michael Vera.
All right, let me do this here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Phil. What's going on, guys? Radio God.
Hi there, Phil.
Hey, I'm calling about the traffic. It's taken me about 35 minutes to go 2 miles on 495.
You know, we don't say it enough, sir. Hold on a second. We don't say it enough because really it is a cliche. But, man, you know, we've done it a couple of times. And, I mean, you do it taking your kid to school.
It blows.
I mean, my God.
It blows.
Sorry about
it. It blows dead bare. I think what this guy is saying is that that's one reason maybe Kat doesn't have a guy there right now.
Yeah, it's just horrible.
That there's some major accident on the freaking beltway.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
All right. Now, we do know that Angela has a happy ending. Let's see how things are working out for Kat. Kat?
I'm here.
You got a guy yet, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, she sounds happy.
You got a guy you like?
He's nice.
Oh, well, Kat, that's non-committal.
All right, cough once if you'd like to keep him. Cough twice if you'd like us to get rid of him.
No, I'd like to keep him.
Oh, keep him. Good. Very good.
Like to keep him. Excellent. Well, look how this has worked out for you, cats. What is your fella's name?
Paul.
Is Paul a good-looking fella, cat?
Pretty strapping.
Pretty strapping. I like this. She's the mistress of understatement.
Well, now, aren't you happy you stayed online and played the game?
Yeah, yes, I am.
Nice.
Yes.
Here's another guy, too.
Now there's too many guys.
Too many guys for Kat. You know, you can still throw another one back if you want.
Are you stuck on this guy, Paul?
Well, they're all starting to come now.
Let me ask you. Do you think that you might let Paul sink his Arizona into your Pearl Harbor?
Did I miss something?
What?
What did I miss?
You didn't miss anything.
Don't worry about it. We're just having fun.
You didn't miss anything. Well, listen, if you'd like to pick another guy, let me know and I'll go back to the other girl.
If you want to take more time, Kat, we'll let you do that. That's what we're saying.
A little more time.
All right. Okay, bad news for Paul.
All right.
Hold on. Sorry about
Paul. Hey, Angela.
Hi.
Now, you have found a guy already, right?
He left.
What?
He couldn't go to New York, but he wanted you guys to know that I was hot. His name was Matt, and he was a really nice guy.
You know, it's these selfish guys that are... you know what? I really feel like our contest is being abused when guys do that.
Yeah, guys who...
It's not fair.
Guys who can't play the game shouldn't pull up just to say, hey, I can't make it to New York.
Yeah, I can't make it, you know, myself, but I wanted to check you out and see if I could get... That's just using our time.
And you liked him, right, Angela?
He was nice.
No, he was a dick.
So you didn't like him that much.
No, he was nice. I'm just disappointed.
Oh, well, there's people driving by and looking at me all over the place, but they're not stopping.
All right, we'll give you a location one more time, please.
And Rob, knock it off.
If Rob,
give your location one more time, Angela.
River Road and Little Falls Parkway, kind of the Potomac DC border at the Amoco Station.
Yeah, are there any other landmarks anywhere around there? Any fast food
places? There's a 7-Eleven and a Shell on the same side of the street, right next to me.
A 7-Eleven and a Shell.
What kind of car are you driving, Angela?
A white Dodge Spirit.
All right, hold on. We'll come back to you. Listen, if it's working out for Kat, it'll work out for you.
Somebody just came.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Really? Who was it? Buzz?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you mean
his name is Gabe.
Someone just arrived. Oh, I got it.
Did you say his name was Gabe?
Yes.
Gabriel.
All right. And do you like the looks of Gabriel?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
So you mean at first glance, is this the guy you're going to New York with?
No.
Oh, they're picky. Odd. That's okay. We got lots of guys coming by. Yeah.
Okay. Cough once if you think he has promise. Cough twice if you'd like us to get rid of him. So you think he has promise?
Yeah.
Who is the celebrity that Gabe most resembles? Is it Gabe Kaplan?
I don't know.
Well, you know, welcome back, Connor. She is only 22.
Oh, that's right. She wouldn't know that. You know, who does he look like?
No one really comes to mind.
Is he a cute? Is he a cute guy?
Yeah.
Would you rather hold out for a better guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Do you want to tell him to go away?
No.
Is he creeping you out a little bit?
No.
Do you want to keep him just in case someone better doesn't show up?
Yes.
All right, okay. Good. Very good.
All right. Hold on, I'll come back.
I know what Kat wanted to do
also. Hi, Angela. Hey, Kat.
Yes.
Did you decide what you're doing?
Well, I'm talking with Paul here, and he's kind of scoping it out for me. He said that there are guys that are walking around, but they're too nervous to come up.
I'm going to stop that guy out. The guy in the black car, he's first.
Is Paul still in the running, Kat?
No.
Oh, he's not.
He's a nice guy.
Oh, poor guy, and he's helping you out now. What a great guy.
All right, so guys like that, though, ought to be able to go to New York.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Kat. I'll come back to you. She's at the Safeway, University Boulevard, New Hampshire Avenue. You know, 10 minutes ago, the girl was crying, saying nobody's showing up. Now she got too many guys.
That's right, and Angela's still, you know, Gabe isn't doing it for Angela yet.
And we're going to put a third girl into the mix.
Oh, great.
Deirdre. Yes, is it Deirdre or Deirdre?
It's Deirdre.
Deirdre.
That's a fine Irish name, Deirdre.
Hello there.
Thank you, sir. Hello.
Deirdre, where are you calling us from today?
From Fairfax, Virginia. I'm right in front of the Fair City Mall sign on 236.
All right, well, that's an easy location to find. Deirdre, tell us a little about yourself. How old are you?
Well, I'm 29 years old. I'm a program analyst. I'm about 6 feet tall. I have brown hair. Excuse me, there's a fire truck going by.
I like the sound effect.
And who is the celeb you think...
I provide my own entertainment.
Who's the celeb you think you most resemble?
Well, one of my friends told me last night I look like Brooke Shields, only I'm a bit stockier.
Okay, and are you available to go to New York tomorrow for a quick overnight trip?
Yeah, I can do that.
Beautiful.
I'm going to ask Rob to leave the room the next time we play this.
Well, Rob holds up the same sign for every girl that calls this show.
I'm just down the street. Come check me out.
Yeah, all right. There's a chance, Rob, that these girls are hot, that they're not all fat.
I'm sure she is.
Okay, and what are you looking for in a fella, Deirdre?
Deirdre.
Somebody is going to start out with a good time. Not too many expectations, but if we pin it off, you know, let's give it a chance.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're telling me there's a chance. Deirdre, you said you were at, what mall? Where are you at? Shopping center?
I'm at Fair City Mall, and I'm right in front of the Wendy's in the front parking lot.
All right, right in front of Wendy's. What kind of car are you driving?
It's a blue Ford Aspire.
All right, we're going to give you 60 seconds now to give you a location, the type of car you're driving, and why a guy should come meet you to go to New York tomorrow. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
Well, I'm in Fairfax City.
Go, Deirdre.
Go now?
Yeah, go.
Okay. I'm in Fairfax City,
there's a guy parking.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
All right, keep going. Keep going.
Sorry about that. Okay, well, I'm the outdoors type. I love to go for walks.
Hey, hey, Deirdre.
I like rock climbing.
Deirdre?
Oh, God, there's more sound effects. Hold on.
Is there by any chance like a 15-alarm fire near where you are?
I have no idea, but that's the third fire truck that's passed me, and there's a fourth one coming.
Wow. Mike, that's how hot she is.
Yes, sirree. She's on fire.
I'm trying to see where the fire is.
Look in your pants.
Back toward the shoppers at the back of the mall.
Look in your pants, honey. That's where the fire is right now. There's some burning bush down there.
Well, you just have to wait to confirm that for somebody to come by.
Oh, oh man. All right. Deirdre, again, give your location and what you're looking for in a guy.
And there's a guy walking right over to me.
Oh, already?
Hold on for a second.
Already.
Maybe you get a fireman. Get a fireman.
Hi, Chris, I'm Deirdre. How about the sunset, huh?
Jesus.
Oh, I can't even hear this.
Oh, Chris is here and he drives a very nice Jeep.
Do you like? Hold on. You know what? There's too much noise. I'll come back to you. Hold,
okay.
Hold on a second.
Jesus
H. Wow. Christ.
That's Deirdre.
She's hot.
Okay, let's see. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, Don.
Hi, you just drove by Kat?
Yeah, I just drove by her. She's hot. She's sitting sideways in the parking lot. She's driving a silver car with a out-of-state plate.
Well, why didn't you stop?
I'm married.
Oh.
She's, you know, I'm a cop. I work in this area, and that's Adams Sector, Prince George's County. She's in the ghetto, so she might want to think about getting out of there as soon as she can, too.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Not to scare her.
Bye-bye. Right. Thank you. There you go.
I won't do it.
PG County cops to protect and serve.
Not at all.
She's in the ghetto. She might want to think about getting out of there.
Right, right. Of course, PG County cops think it's the ghetto when they come over the Delaware Memorial Bridge.
All right, let's go to Kat now. Kat?
Okay, yes.
Have you had any luck, honey?
Well, I mean, there are about five guys here right now.
Do you like any of them?
Yeah, kind of,
too,
maybe.
Oh, Deirdre, I don't want to alarm. I mean, I'm sorry, Kat, I don't want to alarm you. We just spoke to a police officer who says you might want to make your decision.
Listen, I tell you what, I'm going to do another commercial set.
Yeah.
When we come back, Kat, you have to pick one of these guys.
All right.
Okay, one of the five. Hold on, we'll come back to you. Angela.
Yes.
Have you had any luck?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Don't let this one go. We'll hear about it after the commercial, okay?
Oh, my God, not more commercials.
Hey, all right, we have to pay the light. We have to pay for your trip.
Sonny, honey, I'm sorry. I said, Sonny, I'm honey. Honey, I'm sorry.
Honey, I miss you.
Hold on, please.
All right.
Thank you, Angela. Jesus. And,
hello?
Deirdre, have you had any luck yet?
Yes, do I talk about just said good luck in New York? I have Chris with me, who is 19.
I tell you, this must be a hell of a fire. All right, well then, listen.
We got another truck coming, actually.
Can you pick a guy during this commercial set?
we'll see. Uh-oh, now I'm getting drive-bys. How's it going?
You go, girlfriend.
All right, hold on. Deirdre. Hold on. We're going to get the winners for Kat,
right.
Angela, and Deirdre.
It's going to be a hot time in New York City.
Right after this. They're all going tomorrow,
yeah. Right? And they're going to have a hotel room.
They sure are.
That's right.
And we will find the guys who they have selected. Well, now, who's on line six with Angela now? Who's on the phone with her?
Why is someone talking to Angela?
You're possibly tainting the bit.
Hold on, let me see.
Angela, who was talking to you? Angela?
Yes.
Who was just talking to you?
I'm sorry?
Who was just talking to you?
I've got three guys here right now.
Who was on the phone talking to you?
I think that was Lisa. She was getting my information.
Oh, okay, good. Listen, Angela, you got to pick one guy by the end of this commercial set.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, hold on. My sweet. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
I had sex with him for about a year and a half. I liked having sex with him.
Oh, really?
He wasn't afraid of experimenting.
What?
I like men like that. Men who give me pleasure.
Oh, really?
He gave me a lot of pleasure.
What?
Currently starring in Lawrence of Arabia, it's Don and Mike.
A Friday night Las Vegas-style show will be headlining at Harrah's in Lake Tahoe.
Lake Tahoe.
Big, nasty Las Vegas-style show. Friday, live show from the studios of our radio affiliate, KPLY. We'll be playing in studio Strip Trivia.
Yes, if you live in Reno and you've always wanted to play Strip Trivia, it's going to be your golden opportunity.
Also tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, we're going to be starting the process to find guys and girls to play Strip Trivia live in Reno during the show on Friday.
Wonderful.
Friday also will be joined by a mystery guest. Please listen to this quick 10-second announcement.
Take it off. Slip out of that Brazilian, my dear, and check out Don and Mike at Harrah's of Lake Tahoe this Friday, 8 p.m. Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we're ready for nothing but happy endings. Jennifer?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're doing great. Now, here's a girl who drove by cats, okay? Ah. So we're going to get a female perspective on cat.
Good.
Cat's cute. She's Asian, that's no doubt about it. She's, how old did she say she was?
34.
Okay, she definitely looks 34. She looks...
Meow.
Who's the cat now?
Yeah. Okay.
No. I just didn't know how old she said, because she's got a lot of young guys around her. A couple of guys were young, and bless her heart for being nice. Those are some geeky-looking guys.
All right, so you're not enamored with the guys who have shown up?
Not at all. I guess she's trying to be polite.
Does she have any winners? Does she have any winners in the group?
I guess if you want a trip to New York, I guess it wouldn't make a difference.
All right, listen, all these girls... thank you, Jen.
Take care.
All these girls are going to have to pick one guy now,
right?
Because the trip, the one-day trip, as it turns out, the overnight trip to New York, to see
the fabulous Sopranos premiere.
The world premiere of the Sopranos is tomorrow. Don't miss the first episode of the new season of The Sopranos, Sunday, March 4th, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO. Transportation courtesy of Amtrak with daily hourly service between D.C. and New York. Overnight hotel accommodations at the Ramada New Yorker. And courtesy of Travel Partners, located in Gaithersburg, 301-869-0003 to book travel reservations today.
Fantastic.
So we got three rooms. Or maybe we got six rooms. I'm not sure how many rooms we got.
Well, after that, I think we probably have all the rooms.
Yeah, I think everybody gets a room.
Cool.
Okay, to spend the night in New York.
Right.
Have a great time at the Sopranos party. All we have to do now is find out who each of our dream dates have selected. I'm going to save Kat for last.
Yeah, even though she was the first, we're going to save her for last.
First, let's go to Angela, who's in North Gaithersburg / Potomac, Maryland. Angela, who have you selected?
James!
Bravo! James, what can you tell us about James?
James, he's a financial advisor. He's cute, he dresses well. His favorite color is green, which is my ultimate deciding factor.
You like green also?
I do.
Very good.
All right, well, would you put him on the phone, please?
Sure.
All right, let's meet James.
How you doing, guys?
James, tell us something about Angela. Is Angela hot?
Yeah, she's very attractive. She's wearing a nice outfit.
Very attractive.
And you'd like to go to New York with her?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, now you be a good guy.
No question.
You take care of her. Charlie and Lisa will be on the phone now to tell you guys how to come down here and pick up your hotel reservations and your Amtrak tickets and your passes to the very exclusive Sopranos premiere tomorrow night at Radio City Music Hall.
Sounds great. Thanks very much.
Enjoy. Put Angela back on, please.
Sure thing.
All right. Angela?
Yes.
Where's she at? Honey, have a great, great time in New York City.
Well, thank you.
And let us know everything that happens.
Okay.
All right, have a good time.
Okay.
Hold on, Charlie needs to talk to you. Thank you for calling, Angela.
Thank you.
They're ecstatic, both of them.
All right, let's go now to Deirdre.
You're 34.
Very good. Thank
you. Deirdre?
Yes.
Honey, who you got?
Sorry, I got four guys here. We're just having a little round robin.
Now, who's going to be going to New York with you, Deirdre?
So they're all here. They're all listening. I think it's going to be Chris, who's 30. Right now, he's wearing a leather jacket. He's got a really nice mustache, and I got to say, he's taller than I am.
All right, Chris.
All right, Chris, put him on.
Olaf Colby, by the way.
I'm sorry?
Put Chris on the line.
For their part, I've been pulling a picture.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, here, let's talk to the lucky guy.
Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Chris, hi. Thank you for listening. Chris, what do you think of Deirdre?
She's cute.
All right.
Definitely.
Would you like to go to New York with her?
Yes, I would.
You a big fan of the, Sopranos?
Yeah, actually not a big fan. I do like the show from time to time, though. It's a very interesting show to watch.
Are you a tall drink of water, Chris?
Yes, I am. I'm 6'5".
6'5".
I'm being thrown away.
Yeah, some guy just dropped the F-bomb. I just had to cut that out of the conversation.
Who is that that did that, Chris?
Another guy named Chris, a third Chris, as a matter of fact.
Tell him to behave himself.
All right, well, Chris...
Actually, he's in his car and he's driving away now.
Chris, congratulations. Both you and Deirdre will be on the train tomorrow to New York. Spend tomorrow night at Radio City Music Hall, then you'll stay at the Ramada New Yorker. Have a great, great time.
I most definitely will, sir.
All right, if you put Deirdre back on, please.
Here you go.
Hi.
All right, Deirdre, are you happy with your selection?
Yeah, he's really nice.
Beautiful.
Fantastic.
Have a great time at the Sopranos party tomorrow night. Enjoy your overnight stay. Give us a call and let us know how everything went.
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Charlie's going to tell you guys about picking up all you know, your paperwork and stuff for the trip.
Great.
Since it's tomorrow. Hold on. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
All right, they'll give us a report on the premiere and then a big report on the slumber party to follow.
And finally, let's go to Kat.
Kat has had quite a length of time to decide on who she's taking to New York.
Kat?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, we've had plenty of reports on you from guys and girls, and they all say you are one hot Asian chick.
Oh, my God.
Even though you mentioned you're only half Filipino and half, what'd you say,
white bread.
Right. Half Filipino, half white bread. Kat, all of the other girls have found their dates. So now the question is, who
will you be taking?
Excuse me, I got something that will not stay down.
You want to get it up? You want to just go ahead?
No. No. I want to keep swallowing it back down.
Be sure it's not moving.
Kat, who is the guy that you are selecting?
James Longo.
James Longo.
Yes. But he's not here right now. I took off as it started to get a little seedy. But I have his card.
Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on, honey.
Oh,
you
man.
You have his card?
Yes.
Ay, ay, ay.
I took a bunch of names and numbers because I started to feel uncomfortable and you guys were taking off.
Now, Kat, let me explain something to you. This isn't somebody you know beforehand, is it?
No, I just met him right here at this gathering.
Well, you know what? Broyhill will be in charge of this tomorrow when Kat and her date have to come down.
Absolutely.
You'll find out. To pick up the prizes. So, Kat.
So, James is the guy that's going with you.
James is the guy. He wrote his cell phone number on the back of the card.
And, I can understand that the cop said that she was in a ghetto.
In a tough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. And it's dark outside, and if she was feeling hinky,
there were just a bunch of people gathering, and they all were very nice, but...
You just felt a little uncomfortable.
Just a little.
Well, she'd been there about 40 minutes just sitting at a parking lot.
Absolutely.
So, Kat, tell us about this guy, David. What do you like about him?
James.
James. He just seemed very nice. I mean, they all were, but he seemed, I guess, extra special.
Well, what was it about him that made him extra special?
He had a very nice smile.
Ah, very nice smile. Well, you'll be seeing that smile on a nice 3-hour train ride to New York tomorrow. And then you'll continue to see it at Radio City Music Hall for the Sopranos party, courtesy of HBO.
That's great.
And then you will be off to the Ramada New Yorker. And then you come back the next day.
Okay.
And hopefully you'll still see that smile in the morning.
Yeah. Beautiful. And if I may give you one piece of advice, you love him a long time. And Kat, have a great, great time. Now, what you're going to have to do is give his information to Charlie and Lisa so that they can call. And you guys got to come down and pick this stuff up tomorrow because you're going to have to take, the 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock train to get up in New York in time for the party and check into your hotel and everything.
And James gave you the impression he was all for it, Kat?
Yeah, he seemed like he was.
All right, beautiful, Kat. Thank you, honey.
All right, thank
you. See, now look how scared you were, and look how great it worked out.
Yeah, it worked out well.
And, you know, if it doesn't work out with James, don't worry, Kat. You can bunk with Rob A. and his father.
All right, Kat. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Hold on. Hold on. Charlie needs to talk to you, honey.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Well, three chicks, three winners.
Yes, absolutely.
Three guys, three winners.
I think they're all very enthusiastic.
We'll see what happens. And, Rob, you'll be able to check in with all of them tomorrow night at the Sopranos thing.
I hope to see them. Look for my big flat head.
Look for Rob and his dad tomorrow night.
Thanks to Kat, Deirdre, and Angela and all their fantastic boyfriends.
We also want to thank HBO. We want to thank Amtrak. And we especially want to thank Travel Partners.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In Gaithersburg. They saved Buzz from looking like the heel of the world.
Thanks.
301-869-0003 to book travel reservations today. That's a last-minute trip that just came through, so those three couples will be going to New York tonight.
Three happy endings.
Tomorrow night, they'll be up there for the Sopranos party with Rob. We got a break. I think your phone calls, the phones are throbbing. We'll take a week. I'm right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
That's why the bosses sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
God damn it.
Right, right, right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Yeah. I logged a little time with my DVD of Casino over the weekend.
Yeah.
Wonderful movie. Getting psyched for our trip out to the Harrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Lake Tahoe, Friday night. We'll play the... play one of the main rooms there.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow, Mike, I believe we should devote a segment to calling Harrah's.
And just letting them know we're on our way and what possible arrangements they've made for our arrival.
Yeah, because you know what? I've totally bought into this. The last couple of days, Mike has said to me,
mm-hmm.
there's no reason we shouldn't be treated the way that Frank Sinatra
yes.
and Dean Martin and Sammy used to be treated when they would go out there.
And then they would like to have them on the casino floor after they got done entertaining.
And we want star suites, right?
We'd like star suites, and we'd like, you know, to be treated like Dean and Frank and those guys were, where we play with some house money.
And frankly, what we like is our own table.
Sure.
When we're done with the show, we'd like...
our own blackjack table.
All of us, me and Rob and Mike and Buzz and Charlie Broyhill, and I think... the Moody Wendell Hall's coming with us.
Oh, great. Yeah, we'd like our own little blackjack
yeah.
table.
We get just the six of us sitting around just...
with the ropes around it.
Just playing cards.
Oh, that's right.
With velvet ropes around
yeah,
it.
Absolutely. And then, of course, we, you know, as people come by, we can invite them into the ropes for a brief period of time. Or have them sent away.
Tell yes. us Tom and Mike's show. But we'll do that tomorrow.
With our cordon of security.
We'll call Harrah's tomorrow. Hello. Because I hope you realize that there's every chance that Harrah's just going to say, listen.
F you.
Right. You know... you get a room with a television set
right, exactly.
and a bed where you put a quarter in and the bed vibrates. If you want to gamble, come down to the casino. Goodbye.
Or they could make the right choice and treat us like the stars that we know we are.
Uh-oh. Or it might be in the middle. But your room, your breakfast, comms.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys that I think you guys are awesome. I'm a huge fan, and I'm getting married next April 20th, and I want to know if Crap pitching at my wedding.
Crap is not taking any dates yet, but I'll tell you right now, if Crap is up and running, maybe.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. Right. I am a huge fan. You guys do the best contest.
Crap had a little dicey rehearsal.
I'm a first-time caller. You guys rock.
What girl doesn't want crap at her wedding? That's right. And as Don so often
tells me, I am crap.
What, do you have a rehearsal this weekend?
No, not this weekend. The last one was the one I told you about where...
you told me we said you were
the worst band ever. But we might have the new keyboard player, so everything's going to be... everything's going to be hitting on all eight.
Hello? Are you going to bring the tape the next time you guys rehearse?
I'll do that. I'll try to record... no, not next time. I want to... because we have the new keyboard player, and I want to play...
the next time you rehearse, please... I'd bring the tape for you if it was me. I would. I promise. I swear to God I would. Please?
Let me think about it.
Come on. Didn't you ever watch O-Town?
What's that?
The making of the band?
No.
You know that fag boy band that they made on ABC?
Right.
Where you got to see them from the very beginning, when you got to see them pick the kids that were going to be in the band?
Right. You could be Ashley. You could be the Hawaiian kid.
Yeah, this is really helping me, Rob. Want to bring the tape now?
It'd be good. Come on, bring the tape. Just so we can show the growth of Crap.
All right. What I'll do is one song.
Okay.
That's all we ask.
One song.
One song. Going to be taking care of business?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Good.
Or, you know, or whatever sounds the best.
Gotcha. Good golly, Mike,
we'll do I don't think we're doing that one.
Oh, you're not doing that one?
No.
What about Give Me Some Lovin'?
That's not good for me. That's one that hasn't had the bugs worked out yet.
How about What I Like About You?
Boy, that's
easy.
A good one.
That's an easy song.
Okay, one of those. I'll tape one song,
and then
feel free to mock at will.
Now we feel we look forward. We are filled with great joy to hear Mike O'Mara's crap.
It's really funny. I just like record it. You know, I just play over speakers, the real band.
Yeah.
You know, I just put like a condenser microphone down in front of the stereo, put on a CD, and then bring it in and say, "Here it is." What do you think? You think it sounds like the band?
You can't fool us like that.
I understand. I will. The next rehearsal is scheduled for a week. No, this coming Sunday.
Okay, great. Then
this coming Sunday,
look forward to the tape on Monday.
On Monday, I'll bring in a tape. But I mean, I just want to. Can I just say this?
What?
Crap is in its infant stages. We are not. Most of us are not in any way people that have done this before. Really, I mean, I know that we've got like two or three members, myself included.
I think
that
we
never
know.
Really played in a formal band. I've sat in a lot, but that's it.
I think we know. It's going to be
crap.
It's going to be crap.
And I am.
Hence the title, Mike O'Mara's Crap.
It's either crap or now we're modifying. If we do go with a lot of the blues songs, we're going to be the really crappy blues band.
Oh, but that's too much like the Blues Brothers.
Mike really O'Mara's crappy blues band.
Mike O'Mara's Crap.
Mike O'Mara's Crap.
Or simply Crap.
Crap has been, can I just say, Crap has been enormously popular.
Yeah.
People like using the word.
Sure.
So.
Crap heads.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to play with it.
No. What I'm saying is,
oh, they're crap heads.
That's what your
fans.
Parent heads. That's what your fans will be. They'll be
someday,
crap
hopefully,
heads.
A lot of crap heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they'll be. Hey, what's that thing Raymond Burr had? Well, what do you call that?
Coprophilia.
Then they'll be coprophiliacs.
Coprophiliacs.
People who enjoy eating crap.
Why couldn't the fans be turds?
They can be whatever they want, Charlie. Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Another Miguel.
Yes. Hi there.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hey, Mike. You know where the best buffets are in Reno?
Where are the best buffets?
The best buffet in Reno is Hilton.
Right, hold on. You can't say the S word.
Sorry.
Okay, thank you.
I know where I'm going when I get off the plane.
Bye-bye.
Where? Right to the buffet.
Good Mike.
I'm glad you made it.
It's your guy, Mike. He's like out of control today.
Yeah, I can't understand him.
I'm gonna say this is a one-way love affair, okay?
Crap!
It was his tribute to Crap, Don.
My
band.
Mike loves that guy.
I don't want to be like an ego. It's not my band. It's our band.
No, come on.
Go ahead and say it. I like it when you say it.
It's your band. Mike O'Mara's Crap, because without Mike O'Mara, there is no crap. Because Mike O'Mara is crap.
That's right.
Thank you, man. Hello, Don and Mike.
I love it when he says that.
I'd be glad to write the liner notes for you.
That'd be great.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I want to talk to you. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
You got to check out the new Jackass, man.
Hey, you know what? I want to tell you something that pissed me off about Jackass.
Yeah.
That I watched part of it on Sunday night,
mm-hmm.
and they had these dudes in San Francisco. Okay, and you know where they got the streets that are like straight down?
Yeah, the hills of San Francisco.
And they had these steps like exorcist stairs.
Right.
And they had guys on.
They go to that little flower garden? Is that where they went down?
No. They were actually on stairs that just went down.
Okay, right, straight
the
stairs.
They strapped these guys into snowboards. And they let them go down the street and then down the steps.
Yeah.
And it was funny as crap, except halfway through it, they run a giant crawl on the bottom of the screen that says, you know, do not attempt this at home.
Right.
And it totally ruined the Jackass experience for me.
Yeah, I mean, they do a disclaimer at the beginning.
But now apparently because of dicks like Joe Lieberman, you know, they're running, and I mean, it wasn't a small crawl. It took up half the screen, and I was just kicking back and laughing at these guys because, I mean, I'm talking about steep cement stairs.
Any collisions?
Oh, my God. The guys, they would, like, run into trees. And they would fall in the streets.
That's what they do.
It was fantastic. Love Jackass.
Hey, Darryl.
What?
You saying the cup test, the beginning?
Seeing the what?
A little road kids just going down the line, kicking them in his
Oh, I saw him. Okay, they had a guy that... They had this guy who just had on a helmet, like a hockey helmet, and he had a white suit that had a bullseye on it.
Right.
And at first they were, like, throwing tomatoes at him and stuff. But then they came at him with a baseball bat.
So it was a padded suit.
Yeah. And they were just wailing on this dude with the baseball bat.
Right.
And then they were kicking him, and then they had animals come over and urinate on him.
Oh, God.
Great show, Jackass.
It is.
Love it.
An American original.
Absolutely love it.
Don.
What?
I'm telling you, boy, check out the mole.
The mole.
It's really getting deep now. I'm so confused.
I can't get into the mole. I'm barely hanging on to Survivor. Yeah. I'm barely hanging on. You know, tomorrow night I'll watch Temptation Island, but
right. It's
only because I watch TV every night. I mean, I'm not even hooked on Survivor.
The mole.
You know, Thursday night we're going out to Reno.
Right.
That's when we're traveling. And Frida said, "Do you want me to tape Survivor?" And I said, "No."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't care. I'll read about it in the newspaper on Friday.
Yeah. We'll watch it when we get out there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Last night, I stayed up late to masturbate. It felt so good, I knew it would. Last night, I stayed up late to masturbate. It felt so nice, I did it twice. You should have seen me on the short strokes. It was so grand, I used my hand. You should have seen me on the long strokes. It was so neat, I used my feet. Whack it, smack it, throw it on the floor. Wham it, slam it, pull a little more. Follicular, 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 follicular. Life is just so fun when you geeky geeky yo.
Kind of a weak ending there.
A love song.
But I sure like the concept.
Nice concept, though. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you damn dummies.
Hey.
This is Gary from Vacaville, California.
Yeah, hi, Gary.
Hey, I got a question for you about your Lake Tahoe show.
Yes.
I called and made reservations at Harrah's to stay Thursday and Friday night because I said people would be lining up Thursday morning.
Right.
And it was $162 a night to stay there. And then when I told them I was coming to see you guys, it was up over $200.
Well, take it up with Harrah's. I mean, I have no idea. We are there simply to do a free show. You don't have to pay a cover charge. You don't have to stay at the hotel.
Right.
You show up at, the way I understand it, there are two locations for tickets, either at Harrah's or at radio station KPLY in Reno on Friday morning at 9 o'clock.
And I don't understand. I mean, you were on the phone with them, and then they came back and said, oh, you're going to see them? It's going to cost you more?
Well, they quoted me the price, $162 a night, and then they asked if there was any special reason I was coming out, and I said to see Don and Mike. And they said, well, that changes things, and it's like $212 a night now.
No, that doesn't make sense.
Huh.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, they're kind of charging to get into your show.
No, they're not, because you don't have to spend the night there. I mean, do you follow the logic? You don't have to stay at the hotel.
Do you ever think maybe they, you know, made a mistake?
No, I mean, that's...
I can't imagine you call up a hotel, and they give you one rate, and then you say you're coming for Don and Mike, and they say, okay, we're going to charge you $40 more.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you should do? I mean, there's tons of hotels in Lake Tahoe. Yeah. If you want to stay at a hotel, stay at a flop house.
So is it first come, first serve? Because they said there weren't tickets available.
Oh, Christ. Mm. God damn it. Do I have to draw you a roadmap?
Listen to your local affiliate.
Okay.
There will be 500 tickets at Harrah's in Tahoe Friday morning.
But you got to get up early because, I mean, that's when they're going to go. They're going to go first thing in the morning.
There will be 500 tickets at KPLY in Reno, 9 o'clock Friday morning.
I'll be there.
That's it.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
And listen, you know, sleep in your car, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I mean, we're not We're not charging for this show.
Right.
These tickets are free to the public, and what you know, what Harrah's chooses to do with people that are coming to see us that are staying at their hotel is, you know, whatever. I mean, I hope they're not doing that, but and they can do whatever the hell they want.
I mean, no offense, but I bet you're a dunce, and somehow you've effed it up.
Somebody, that, you know, it sounds to me what you're getting is kind of a normal rate for a casino hotel.
Mm-hmm. And I would bet that if you said, hey, I'm coming two nights from out of town just to see Don and Mike, it might be the opposite, mm-hmm. that they might cut you a better rate on your room. I mean, I don't know. I just got to go on what you said.
It was lower until I said I was coming to see you guys, and then they just...
Wait, do me a favor. Walk me through that.
Mm.
Really walk me through exactly what they said, because I'm really having trouble understanding this.
Okay. Called a few weeks ago, because when I first heard you guys were coming out, I called to make reservations for Thursday and Friday night.
All right, so you spoke to them.
162 a night, and we were going through, got my credit card information, everything.
Give me the number at Harrah's.
All right. 1-800-HARRAHS.
All right, hold on.
Why does it always have to be difficult?
I don't know.
Why can't people just come out and enjoy themselves? Why does it always have to be a guy like this?
Nothing's easy.
I bet he effed it up.
Does sound odd.
It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Thank you for calling Harrah's Casinos. To speak with a specialist who can assist you with information or reservations for Harrah's Atlantic City, press 1.
No.
For all other Harrah's locations nationwide, press 2.
Well, and the douchebag just hung up.
Oh,
okay.
Thank
you know why?
For calling Harrah's Entertainment. Please speak the name of the Harrah's location that you are calling about now.
Lake Tahoe.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to connect you with a representative. Assist you with.
It's pretty cool.
But Charles, is this correct?
No.
I did not understand the property name you are calling about. Please repeat the name of the Harrah's location that you are calling about now.
Lake Tahoe.
Thank you. It is a pleasure to connect you with a representative who can assist you with Lake Tahoe.
Ah,
is this correct?
There you go.
Yes. Connie.
Thank you for calling Harrah's Lake Tahoe. For hotel reservations and best available rates, please press 1.
Jesus H. Christ.
Well, if he hung up, he's totally full of it. Hey, so, well, we'll just find out once and for all.
He was a naysayer, Don. He sure was.
Thank you for calling the Harrah's Customer Service Center. We apologize for the delay in answering your call.
Please
hold, and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
So call the airlines. Harrah's! Lots of fun!
You know, if you're lucky, you might get to speak to Johnny.
Johnny Harrah.
I think he owns it.
Total Rewards is Harrah's way of rewarding our loyal players. While you're waiting to speak to an agent...
Right, and K-Play has called and announced that people, though, shouldn't go to the radio station.
Total Rewards.
Oh, it's always confusing.
Now.
Because you go to Internet Audio, Rent and Sales.
Auto.
What about Lake Tahoe? If your name plays, say there'll be some tickets at Lake Tahoe.
500 at Lake Tahoe. And 500 at Internet Auto Rent and Sales.
That's their location. We knew they were going to do that.
On your next trip to Harrah's, get something more for your play. Harrah's Total Rewards Program. The only...
Should they be announcing us on this little thing?
From coast to coast.
And Friday night, Don and Mike.
Harrah's,
well, this is probably one where they don't do the particular weekends. They probably do this as their generic announcement for reservations all the time.
Featuring Willie Nelson.
The valued guest at every Harrah's. Ask your Harrah's Teleservices representative for more information on Total Rewards.
Come on, honey.
Finally, loyalty pays.
And I'm going to give him one more chance. And then...
Hey, I don't buy that thing the guy said anyway.
No, neither do
Thank
I.
Thank you so much for choosing Harrah's Lake Tahoe. This is Nita. How can I assist you with Tahoe today?
Nita, hi. This is Don and Mike. You're on our radio show right now. We're going to be at your place on Friday night doing a show.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing without. What you got for me?
Okay, listen. Here's what we're calling, honey. We just had some douchebag call our radio show and say that he called and wanted a room for Thursday and Friday night because we're going to be there Friday night doing a show. And he said that y'all quoted him a rate, and then when you asked him why he was coming, he said, I'm coming for Don and Mike, that you guys quoted him a rate that was between $40 and $50 higher a night.
Now, we didn't think that was true, and we wanted to double-check it with you.
Oh, okay. I tell you what, let me go into the system now. You said for this particular Friday, Saturday, what dates were we checking for?
This Friday night.
Okay, let me look at that for you.
A lot of times it's different.
This is coming in for Harris in Lake Tahoe.
Yes, for the Don and Mike show.
Okay. Now, did he want a room or did he want...
He just wanted a room.
He wanted a room.
Just a room.
Okay. Let me check the rates for you.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, sir. Let's see. Coming in this Friday's date ought to be the 23rd.
Right.
And this would be for how many adults, how many children?
One guy.
Okay. That's fine. It's the same whether it's for one guy or two guys. It's the same.
Can you tell us what the rate is?
In actuality, sir, coming in for that evening, we're sold out. In the 24th.
Okay, but, you know, if
Friday,
you,
Saturday.
If you had a room, what would it go for? Let's say Thursday night. What would a room go for?
Now, see, our rates here at Harrison Lake Tahoe really fluctuate according to the availability as far as conferences or something that's going on. Let's say, for instance, we were going to look for Thursday.
Yes.
Now, this Thursday may be the difference from next Thursday, because I may have a great big convention to come in.
Okay. All right, well, let me
tell you what the rates would be for Thursday.
Thank you, just for the sake of argument.
Okay, sure. Let's see. We'll even go as far as doing, let's see.
You're very helpful.
The 22nd, uh-huh. I'm sold out. Let me go in and look before it. Say, for instance, for tonight.
It's going to be hot, ladies and gentlemen.
You're very helpful.
Tuesday, today.
Today.
Today, I'm showing the room rate, say, for a party of two adults or one adult, is going to be at $79.
Okay.
Wednesday, the date is going to be, the rate is going to be at $89. Mm-hmm. And then the computer tells me, we're sold out, sir. Thursday, let's see, the 22nd, mm-hmm. and I'll put in for three nights and see what the computer does. Somebody tells me sold out Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Wow. See, that guy was full of crap.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But because you could have gotten a room for $79, you called early in the week.
Yeah, right.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
So can you tell me, is the hotel excited that the Don and Mike show is going to appearing there, or do you even know that we're coming there?
Now, as far as that would be concerned, I can go into the system and tell you whether or not they have you listed.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, hold one second.
Very good.
Let's
please do.
Patient for you.
And you're being very helpful. We appreciate this.
Oh, well, that's fine. Thank you so much, sir. That's what I'm here for.
I'll do that mobster thing that I meet you on Friday. I will slip you a $5 bill while I shake your hand.
Oh, well, that's just cool beans, you know?
That's just cool beans.
Cool beans. That's what my 7-year-old says. That's cool beans.
Very cool. Cool beans. All right. Can you just find out if you have us listed, Don and Mike?
I'm looking. Willie Nelson, Three Dog Night. Evening at the Improv. Let's look at Evening at the Improv and see who they have in Improv.
If they don't have us listed, I'll be in a ballroom.
I'm looking. We have several different rooms that I have to look in, sir.
Mm-hmm.
As far as entertainment would be concerned.
Yeah, we'd be Friday night.
David Sanborn, The Bengals, Louis Anderson,
wow.
David Cassidy, Everly Brothers.
It's like a loser's convention. Jesus, it is.
Bobby Vinton.
Oh.
Danny Morono. Free Dog Night.
Like
Will Nelson.
Like I said, has-beens are us. They're hiding us.
Kevin James. Well, in this particular showroom, that's that. That's headliners. Let me go into another.
Okay, why don't you go into non-headliners? Yeah.
Our room has
Now, let me tell you.
Hold the phallus.
Coming in on the date of the 23rd, Don and Mike are nationally syndicated radio personalities from WJFK in Baltimore, Maryland. Don and Mike entertain with crazy games and wild stunts that keep the show action-packed. Held in the Special Events Center Friday, February the 23rd, from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Tickets are available beginning at 9 a.m. on February 23rd. No tickets will be distributed prior to 9 o'clock in the morning. All tickets are absolutely positively free.
Very good.
Tickets are limited to the first 1,000 in attendance.
Wow.
Doors open at 6 p.m. Seating is on a first-come, first-served basis.
Okay,
that
announcement
was absolutely positively free.
That was almost all right.
The only thing you need to edit out of that is the WJFK in Baltimore.
Right.
Oh, that's what they have there.
Okay. All right, honey. Well,
okay.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Just come out and see the show.
Can you tell
sure.
us? Can you tell us about our accommodations? Are we going to get star suites, or are we just going to get crappy rooms?
Oh, let me go into the system and see. Do they have you listed?
Yes.
They may not have, due to the fact that you are a performer.
Yes.
They don't want people to know.
Right.
Your business, what have you. So they normally wouldn't have it listed in my system. That would probably be listed with VIP.
Just tell me this. Do you think that Mike and I will have rooms as nice as Three Dog Night?
Three Dog Night probably won't even stay with us. I don't think those people sleep.
Good, right. Very good. All right.
Well, fantastic.
Thank you, honey.
Well, then, fine.
Sure. You are very nice.
Very nice.
Well, thank you so much for choosing Harris Lake Tahoe.
Thank you.
Super day, and we look forward to having you with our property on Friday, sir.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There she goes.
Okay.
It was great.
Well, he got all the answers. You know, who put them?
I don't know. Some did.
Unbelievable.
I mean, the show is on in Baltimore, but
yeah.
The show is based out of D.C. And really, it's a national show.
You don't need to mention specific callers. Why did they always do that?
I don't know, Mike. Cyber Buzz.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Well, you know what? Tomorrow we're going to call Harris on the show.
We'll get it all straight because, God forbid, we have call letters on the marquee.
We just have to get a lot of things straight. We got to get our accommodations.
Absolutely.
We got to get our funny money. We've got to get our velvet ropes.
And we have to come up with our magical cartoon name so nobody calls it.
That's right. Just like in Notting Hill.
Right. But we're going to have to be real tricky now because the world knows where we're going to be.
That's right. Buzz, what's your lead story tonight?
Tonight, an FBI guy may be a spy and one of the worst ever.
Right.
Yeah.
His initials are not GGL, are they?
No, he's in the clear.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and
Don
Mike
and
Show.
I got first dibs on Batman. Just for our fake names. And that was very
professional, baby.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They love to hee-haw with the wrinkled meemaw.
Oh, we do.
Don and Mike.
Time for news now with Buzz. Who wouldn't buy a hotel room?
No.
News and comments tonight brought to you by Egars.com. Go to Egars.com and check out the Hoyo de Monterey Excalibur Sampler. Or super premium cigars for only $18.95. Order online. Or call them up at 877-81. Egars.
Right.
Now here's Buzzy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. An FBI agent supposedly told to spy on Russians in the U.S. now stands accused of working also for Russia. The alleged double agent was arrested yesterday at his home in nearby Vienna, Virginia. 56-year-old Robert Philip Hansen, father of six, is the third FBI agent in our history to be accused of spying. The FBI says it now appears that Hansen's been working for the Russians since 1985.
Hello, darling. This is Natasha from Bullwinkle Show. I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Oh, for the birds, Boris.
Boris.
Right.
The FBI says Hansen provided substantial volumes of highly classified information to Russia in exchange for big money and diamonds.
Bop, bop, bop. Dooby, 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 bop. Bop, ba-doo-bop. Dooby, 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 bop.
You're under arrest. He has six kids. It's possible. $1.5 million. They say this guy got at least that much money in his dealings with the Russians. Investigators nabbed $50,000 when they arrested Hansen. He's now being held without bond.
You'll be sorry, Mr. Hansen.
The FBI director calls Hansen's alleged activities, and I quote, the most traitorous actions imaginable. The amount of damage done to American secrets is described as exceptionally grave.
Really?
Yeah.
What secrets do we have?
Well, apparently none anymore.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the old secrets, right? I mean, you know, it's like we kind of beat them.
Right, they had our new secrets. You know, but the spying continues. We even spy on our allies. We still spy on the British, and they still spy on us. That will never stop.
You don't think he told them about secret song number six, do you?
Oh, no!
I hope not, Rob. That bastard.
Me.
Off with his head.
Kill him! Double agent, kill him! Kill him!
This is an interesting story. Somebody supposedly broke into the home of John and Patsy Ramsey today.
It was O.J.
No, he was in church at the time.
O.J.
It was O.J. and he was paid by a tabloid. And Susan Johnson was in there. Well, the Ramseys moved from Boulder to Atlanta after the death of their daughter. Word is John Ramsey arrived home today only to catch the burglar in the act. That's what we're told.
This story does somehow involve their child, their dead child, right?
You mean JonBenet?
Nobody! Who is Nero? Nobody! Who is Jack the Ripper?
You know what this is, Mike?
Nobody!
What's that?
Real young crap.
I'm glad my mommy can't hear you say that.
When
she dressed me up in the six shooters and the cowboy hat and some of the finest animal skins. I was fantastic.
All that makeup.
Right. I was pointing the six shooters at the audience.
The mic was like the male JonBenet Ramsey.
Listen to this.
Captain of villainy.
It's called Perfect Pitch.
Murder.
And it's not easy to do that in tights.
Eager to kill any who say that my hook isn't cute.
It's cute. Brilliant.
There he is.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So he was recorded around the time we discovered the wheel.
Well, their lawyer says that John Ramsey fought with the man that he discovered in his home today, and that man eventually fled after locking John Ramsey in a closet. The lawyer says the man carried away two large bags and that some guns are missing from John Ramsey's gun vault.
What a great guy he is.
The lawyer says Ramsey did get a good look at the burglar and was able to give that description to the police.
Time out, Buzz. You got to just be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
Slip out of that Brazil, my dear, and check out Don and Mike at Harris of Lake Tahoe this Friday, 8 p.m. Oh, yeah.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Mayors of Cunny Land.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Great Cunnation.
All right.
It's more news now with our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. While some NASCAR fans are busy scooping up all the Dale Earnhardt collectibles they can, the drivers are debating a safety device that may or may not have saved Earnhardt's life. The sport's biggest hero died Sunday, as you know, in the final lap of the sport's biggest race, the Daytona 500. The car hit the wall at 180 miles an hour. Cause of death was blunt force trauma to the head. So now, NASCAR drivers are debating the head and neck safety system.
Hans.
A U-shaped brace. That's right, H-A-M-S.
And I myself am the Franz. Hi, I'm Hans.
I'm Franz.
Don't we have that tape, Rob?
They're going to pump you up.
Don't we have an old tape of...
Don't be such a gilly man.
Who was it? That was Dana Carvey and...
very talented Kevin Nealon.
Right, tool that used to do Saturday Night Live.
Hi, this is Hans.
The Weekend Update.
Right. This is Franz. They put the Hans and the Franz in your car so you don't look like a gilly man.
Got it? Yeah. Hey, at the bottom
hey,
of the
it's there.
Yeah, we never play this. Hi, this is Hans, and I never...
Franz.
And we never listen to Don Geronimo and Michael Miller.
And why is that? Because they are gilly men. Oh, I don't have talk when I hear the talk.
We're here to pump you up.
Right.
They're pretty good there.
They
filed that under the W's for worthless.
They weren't going through the motions, were they?
Hans, head and neck safety system is what that stands for. It's a U-shaped brace. Dale Jarrett used it on Sunday. So did a handful of other drivers. But most of the drivers did not use the device, mostly because they find it too cumbersome. The designers are working on that problem. But quoting one doctor who specializes in these injuries, some crashes involve energy levels so high, nothing you can do will save the driver. Still no word on what caused the big fire over the weekend at the home of Drew Barrymore and Tom Green. Both stars got out okay.
I think she cut a fart.
Somebody lit a match. Both stars got out okay, thanks to their dog, which woke them by barking and slamming against their bedroom door.
I think it was caused by noxious fumes from both of them.
You know, I did feel bad for Tom Green, only in this regard, that I saw on one of the Los Angeles stations this morning where they had tape of them driving out of the house.
Right.
And, you know, it's hard to feel sorry for them because they're in his silver Porsche.
Right.
It's convertible. And they're all leaning in going, how do you feel? How do you feel? And he answered the questions politely for about a minute. And then they got Tom Green on TV saying, How do you think I feel? My house just burned down. And people were laughing. And Tom Green said, I'm not being funny.
Right.
My house just burned down. And he drove away.
But when you're Tom Green...
Right.
You know.
I mean, he's funny even when he's not trying to be
funny. Of course. I'd love to see that videotape.
The 3,500-square-foot home just outside of Beverly Hills is said to be a total loss. It took 5 dozen firefighters an hour to put out the fire, and they are investigating the cause.
Oh, no, no, no. It was methane and thigh friction.
Okay, there's your answer.
Oh, she's going to blow.
Some very angry airline passengers finally made it to Las Vegas on Sunday after being stranded and abandoned for hours. More than 150 passengers on an ATA flight from Chicago to Vegas had to spend more than 6 hours at the airport in Des Moines, Iowa, while the airport was closed.
Oh, for you.
Flight left Chicago late Saturday night, but made an emergency landing in Des Moines when a woman had a medical problem. And once that was addressed, the crew found mechanical problems with the plane. So the passengers were told to spend the night in the airport with no food or drink. The crew went to a hotel. Some of the passengers were huddled on the floor in blankets, including a mother with a 4-week-old premature baby on a heart monitor.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. The passengers tried to call...
Oh, for you!
A 4-week-old baby on a heart monitor?
That's correct. On the floor in the abandoned airport while the crew was at a hotel. The passengers tried to call the airline and the FAA, but got no answer at either place. Eventually, they called the police, who let them out of the airport. Their plane took off for Las Vegas at 7:45 the next morning.
And most coincidentally, that's the airline we're flying.
Excellent.
Out to Reno, Thursday night, late Thursday night. Hold on, gotta do this, be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
I'm sorry about the confusion, Larry, but you know the network.
Yeah, they are a bunch of dickheads. All right.
Clown porn aficionados, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Got to be a short one here. Let's get some good stuff. Hi, Buzz.
You got it. Hi, Don and Mike. Ask Americans to name our greatest president, and they'll tell you Ronald Reagan. That's what they're saying this time.
Really? You're talking to retards?
These are Americans. A sampling of folks just like you and me.
Greatest president?
Greatest president, Ronald Reagan, they say. Now, well, last year when the survey was taken, Reagan came in fourth. Mm-hmm. But this year, in the Gallup poll, Reagan was tops, followed by JFK, Lincoln, and Clinton in that order.
Clinton.
So last year, Reagan was fourth. This year, Clinton was. Now, rounding out this year's top ten list, Franklin Delano Roosevelt in fifth, Harry Truman in sixth, followed by George Washington, Jimmy Carter, George H. Bush, and Teddy Roosevelt.
Where's Nixon?
I didn't make the top ten.
I watched that on the True Network last night. Watched that whole thing, the final days. Mm-hmm. That guy that played Nixon did a fantastic job.
Who is that actor?
That movie didn't get enough credit when it was out. It really didn't.
Who is that actor who played Nixon in that TV movie?
You know, he's a character actor. You've seen him in a million things. I couldn't even tell you who the guy is. And I'm not sure that was a TV movie, right?
Right, made for TV.
Yeah,
and I swear to God, the guy was incredible. You could almost believe that that's probably what he really was like at the end.
Yeah.
And it was just like, let's get down and pray. Henry Kissinger, let's get down on our knees and pray. And that's when he broke down. But I mean, it was weird. It really was. You know how good that guy was? He made me feel sorry for Richard Nixon.
Oh, come on.
I
weird.
Swear to God he did. But you know me. It's a movie I'll cry.
Hold on. You got his name, Robbie?
It might be Richard Kiley.
Nope.
Lane Smith is above him in the final days, but that sounds like a girl.
Richard Kiley plays his number one advisor.
So
you got the right movie, The Final Days.
Well, then it could be David Ogden Stiers, and I know it's
He plays Alexander Haig.
Ed Flanders. No. Is it Ed Flanders?
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
It's a shame that guy didn't get more credit for that. He really does. He's got all that.
Hold it. No, his name is Smith.
Bill?
Smith.
Hey, man. Come on. Tape the conversation.
Oh, yeah. Bud's next story. Ron will get back to us when he's got this.
It is Lane Smith.
Okay. There you go. All right. Any relation to Lane Closure?
The XFL TV audience is getting as skimpy as the cheerleaders' costumes.
Okay, very briefly. Logged a lot of time with the XFL.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You called it. Horrible. I mean, horrible football.
It's bad football.
You can't make something out of horrible football. You can hype it up all you want, but when the play is that bad, people aren't going to watch it. That's the single reason people are dropping like flies.
It's like watching a bad high school game. It's not even...
And then you throw in, you know, the commentary. Yeah. It's just like... And you're so right about that.
You'll love this, then. Early ratings from week three of the new league show a 25% drop from last week, which was 45% below the week before when the XFL made its debut. The audience is now smaller than what the network promised its advertisers. Less than 4% of the TV audience watched the XFL on Saturday night.
What high school stadium are they going to play in next time? I mean, all the negatives you said were just, I mean, I watched this and I said, this is just so bad in the uniforms.
And you know they can't even fill the high school stadiums that they play
That's
in.
Sad.
You know, and it's just, do you get the impression when you watch the XFL that the people in the stands are almost there just to bust the balls of the players? They're much harder on the players. There's a mocking, you know, a lot of booing. You suck.
Yeah, lots right. of that.
I read an account of one family of fans who left the stadium, who got their money back at the New York game over the weekend because some guys in front of them were saying lewd things to the cheerleaders.
Oh, really? Buzz, sorry we got time for one more.
Well, let's make it this one. So you always wanted to see Siegfried and Roy in person. You just never got around to it.
Oh, God, yes, Bud,
Turns out you still have plenty of chances. The 61-year-old Siegfried Fischbacher and his 56-year-old partner Roy Ludwig Horn have just signed a lifetime contract with the Mirage Hotel in Las Vegas, according to the Daily News.
Put your horn in my Ludwacher.
And you'll be excited to know, and I think this will sell some magazines, Siegfried and Roy in the upcoming swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated.
Yeah!
Posing with the model.
Oh, yeah!
There you have it.
Look. It turned brown. Ta-da! Thank you. You've been a beautiful audience. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right, call 100. Let's do it. Prize package selected especially for use. If you're the 100th person to call Lisa right now. She's standing because she had nothing to do today. 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
A defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Just like 4 solid hours of prostate manipulation, the Don and Mike Show.
Listen, overnight hotel accommodations for all of our Sopranos trip winners today are courtesy of the Ramada New Yorker.
Right.
And travel partners located in Gaithersburg. Call them at 301-869-0003 to book travel reservations today. Thank you guys for stepping up. Thank you, travel partners.
Yeah, really nice of them to do that.
Love that. And now here is Buzz, who refused to buy the room.
Hi, Buzz. Exactly. Hi, Don and Mike. One line. This just in. NAFTA says it will pay $1 billion to the record companies if they will drop the lawsuit that threatens to shut down the song swapping service. In sports, funeral services are set for Thursday for NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt. The service will be open only to immediate family and employees of NASCAR and Earnhardt Incorporated, but the service will also be broadcast on Fox Sports Net. Washington Redskins cornerback Deion Sanders may not be back next season. He's not happy about the way management handled the departure of former defensive coordinator Ray Rhodes.
I feel so bad for Coach Rubinsky.
Great. Thank you, Deion. Well said.
And finally, customs officials in Czechoslovakia have arrested a man who tried to smuggle 1,400 pairs of women's panties into the country.
These are panties.
Quoting an official, the most extraordinary thing was the way he was transporting them in a car. The whole car, every free space, including the doors and the dashboard, were stuffed with panties.
This is my panties.
The man's in trouble for failing to pay the duty on his cargo.
Is there duty on the panties?
Duty. Yes, that's right. Duty.
There's duty on the panties.
Yes, there is. Best guess is he planned to resell the panties.
Not with duty on them.
Duty.
Quoting the official again. We don't see people transporting wares like this very often.
Duty. Spalding.
Duty.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No! Yes, that's it. We got to go. No. Thanks to HBO and Amtrak for helping us out with the last minute Soprano stuff. You'll hear Rob Spiewak live from New York tomorrow.
Have fun, Rob.
He and his dad are going up there to cover that. The whole Sopranos prize package, the thing, the party, everything.
Yeah.
That's on tomorrow's episode. Now call number 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's a deadline.
No way to win.
See, not one time today have I said, that's an Earnhardt line.
No. Nope.
I'm not. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh. Don and Mike, I am the 100th caller.
Yes, you are. Mike, I'm sorry if I've offended you.
Thanks a lot, Don.
What's your name, my friend?
Pat.
Hi, Pat. Where are you from?
Burt, Virginia.
Pat, you won the CD soundtrack and the video copy of Dr. T and the Women, the romantic comedy starring Richard Gere and Helen, now available to rent on video or purchase on DVD. And we thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie, throw your Santa Claus out of the air. Why won't you please? Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, you. See you tomorrow.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Shall we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, you know, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.